Blog Talk Radio.
You're now tuned in to Culture Freedom Radio, the home of Lions Vibe Radio, Liberation Tabernacle Ministry, and much, much more. Talk radio that wake up the minds of the people.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Peace to you, my brothers and sisters. Peace to you out there. Oh, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? This is Brother Sunray 9. Hey, brothers and sisters, I just want to invite you. Oh, yes. I want to invite you to check out our new 24/7 music station. Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, yes. Come and check out our new music station, 24/7. Yes, sir. Culture Freedom Radio. That's it. Culture Freedom Radio, man. For the best in classic hits. Yes, sir. Whether it's old school R&B, hip-hop, reggae, soul, funk, and much, much more. You need to come out and check out Culture Freedom Radio, man. We be jamming. We be jamming like Bob Marley said, yeah. We play the type of hits that'll keep you grooving indeed. Check it out. You can check us out right there on 365.com. That's 365 live, excuse me. That's live365.com. Oh, yes, sir. And you also can get the app. Yes, they do have an app, so you can listen to it on the go no matter where you are. You can listen to Culture Freedom Radio. Yes, you can get the app in the Google Store and the Apple Store. Yes, you can get those apps, the Live 365. Once you get that app, you can just search in the search engine on that app for Culture Freedom Radio. Yes, sir, there's Culture Freedom Radio. Not the network, but Culture Freedom Radio. And that way, you can hit that follow button, and you will have us locked in 24 hours a day. Come on over there and check us out, man, for great hits from, like, Lisa Stansfield. Y'all remember that band Around the World? Oh, yes, sir. We got the Dramatics for my old schoolers out there, the Dramatics. Y'all know we got to have some Temptations. We got to have the OJs. We got to have all of those in there. But we even have some India Irie. Oh, yes, sir. India Irie. Maxwell. And Till the Cops Come Knocking. We have things like that, man. Y'all remember Jesse Johnson? Oh, Can You Help Me? Oh, we got those all hits like that, man. Y'all just come on and join us right there on Culture Freedom Radio. Man, for the best in classic hits, we got it for you right there. Oh, indeed, man. We even got some hip-hop, y'all. Y'all remember De La Soul? Yes, sir, De La Soul. Me, Myself, and I. Oh, yes, sir, Me, Myself, and I be jamming, man. I listen to it all the time, man. When I'm at work, I got it locked right there to Culture Freedom Radio. I'm jamming as I'm working, so come on. We'd like for you to do the same thing. Come on, check it out. Culture Freedom Radio, 24-hour radio station. Oh, yes, sir. We are telling you so you can tell a friend that you be jamming with Culture Freedom Radio in the house, in the house, in the house. Yes, it's live365.com. Just live365.com and just search for Culture Freedom Radio and get the app as well so you can listen to it on the go and you can stay in tune. Me jamming. Thank y'all for tuning in right here, man. Sunray 9 is in the building, and I'm finna go jam me some Culture Freedom Radio. Peace. I'm out.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yeah, we be jamming. We be jamming. Let's Bob Marley say, we be jamming. How y'all doing out there, brothers and sisters? Hi, how y'all doing out there? Peace to you once again. Peace to you once again. We are up in this house. Yes, sir, indeed. Culture Freedom is coming up in here on a Monday. Oh, Monday, February the 21st, 2022. Yes, sir, delighted to be here. Once again, man, hey, what a great show lined up for you today. But before we get into that, I want to remind you about one more thing. You also can check out, yes, sir, the Sunray 9 show, outside of this podcast. I'm not doing it on Blog Talk. You can check out the Sunray 9 show, and you can find the Sunray 9 show, which I hosted right there on Anchor FM. Yes, Anchor FM. But you also can find it as well on Spotify, iTunes, iHeart, Amazon podcasting store. Yes, the Sunray 9 show. Join me for my very own podcasting site, podcasting station, I'll say. So join me right there for the Sunray 9 show on all of those different various distributing apps, iHeartRadio, Amazon, TuneIn Radio, iHeart, all of those things. That's it, Spotify? Yeah, Spotify. So join me right there for the Sunray 9 show. Y'all know I got to keep it raw and uncut. Yes, myself. So join my show and follow those show right there as well. But tonight, brothers and sisters, we want to talk to you tonight about a little subject, kind of like it's a spinoff of Friday night show. And I want to say thanks to my good brother, Brother Justice, in the house with us on that Friday show. We helped kicking that last spinoff of a topic off the other night, and he's going to be in the house starting off this show with us tonight. So we're going to be hosting this show tonight with Brother Justice, the Chief, and myself, Maury Ariel Israel, known to you as Brother Sunray 9. Yes, sir. We're going to be talking to you today. Here's a question, brothers and sisters. Here's a question. Because we was going into some things right fast for us to the subject topic. You know, we was going in about some things about racial makeup and what they call racial makeup, the blackness, and you know, we was talking about the Native American, the Aboriginal people and stuff on the last show, right? So here's the spinoff for the topic of Friday. What defines a person's blackness? What defines a person's blackness? Yeah, what defines a person's blackness? How do you know is a person, or what does, okay, let me read some of my description here. I said the peace of the family on this week episode, we will be discussing the social construct of someone being called black. Yes, the social construct of someone being called black. Who is it that's being considered to be black? How do you consider who's black and who's not? Are you being considered black because of your skin tone? What does it mean to be black? These are just some of the talking points tonight. Now, we're going to talk about, are you black just because, say, your skin complexion? Does that make you what we consider to be black? Because we know that there is justice brought out, and I'm just trying to subway it in and warm it up. Because, you know, just even brought about over in India, you have some dark-skinned, I don't know what they call them, East Indians and whatnot. They're dark-skinned, but are they considered to be black? They don't consider themselves to be black. You know, like what we would say here in America. Is that just this black terminology? Is this just a westernized, like we say, social construct that's been placed upon us as a people to be identifiable as black? Is that where it's just come from? Or, you know, because I've seen some stuff early as I was researching, and I pull it out after I bring the brothers in and we get into this. So what makes a person black? How do you define person is black? Is it, you know, that's what we're going to get into. I'm going to broke with the brothers' mics because this is a question. I'm just opening everybody's mics up tonight because this is just a panel discussion, so everybody's mics is just going to be open because we're going to get into this. So I ask my brothers, peace to both of y'all brothers, y'all mics are open. So what does define a person blackness, my brothers? So both of your mics are open, Brother Justice and Brother Dave. So
shalom.
I don't know, brothers. I'm going to start off by saying, hell, I don't know. I'm just going to be honest. But this brother Aria Sunray, I don't know what defines to be a person black. So maybe y'all can help me out tonight.
hey, shalom, shalom.
Yes, shalom. Yes, sir. Shalom, Justin, you in the house too, Justin.
Shalom, peace.
So I'm gonna let y'all teach me tonight, brother, because I don't know, brother. I'm gonna let y'all teach me tonight. All
right. So I'm going to start off with Shalom, Shalom, Shema Yisrael, Adonalahenu, Adonaka, Baruch Atah, Adonalahenu, Malachi Alom. I'd like to say Shalom, peace, and blessing to everybody. As we say in the Hebrew tongue, the original tongue. I would like to say also, I would like to start off with, I'm also just shout outs to the Culture Freedom Radio, Lions Vibes Radio, Liberation Tabernacle Ministry of Yahweh. I would like to give shout outs to the Moray REI Israel, which we here tonight. Yeah, my beautiful co-host and brother in ministry, you know, good brother, man, good brother, man, and you know, the brother got a good soul and a good heart, you know, the brother stayed teaching, man, you know, if y'all listened to it last night, we talked, not last night, it was Saturday night. For Shabbat, we had a beautiful Shabbat, and we had a good brother who is a OG on the show, old school, a good brother who I love so much. We had two good brothers. We had Reverend Gitmo, he came, gave me a shout out.
Goddamn.
And we also had another good brother, Brother Todd. If you're listening, Brother Ty, like I said, thank you, bro, for coming in. It was so good to hear your voice. Man, I love your spirit, brother. And, you know, and like I said, man, we need brothers like you, you know. Good deal, brothers, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Brother Ty, he an old school brother. I love that brother, man. Good brother, man. He didn't search. Hell, just like me and Aria, Brother Sunray, hell, you know, been around the block, you know, been Muslim, Hebrew, studied Masonry, studied the conscious movement, or so-called, I call it the unconscious movement, really. But I'm gonna start off tonight. I'm going to start off tonight with a scripture. Because, you know, when we talk about being black, and I know, you know, a lot of these brothers out here, brothers and sisters, they, you know, this is supposed to be Black History Month. You know, like I said, so-called Black History Month. I'm gonna go to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Deuteronomy 28th chapter, and we gonna go to Deuteronomy 28, and let us get this script out 28. And 37, and I'ma read it. Let me pull it up in my light, or what you call my sword, you know. So let me get out Deuteronomy 28 and 37. Deuteronomy 28 and 37. Deuteronomy 28. And 37. Are we going to teach tonight, Aria? We're going to teach tonight. I don't give a damn what you say. We're going to teach.
You and Justin's going to have to teach me, man. What does about the blackness? How do we define what blackness? Because I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm lost.
All right. Deuteronomy 28:37. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb and a byword among all nations, with the Adonai shall lead thee. Now, when we're talking about the blackness and African American, and we're looking at so-called Aboriginal people, which we hear, You know, when we're talking about the so-called black community, because a lot of black folks nowadays, and y'all might get mad at me when I say this, but being black, especially in this time, right, in this time in this world, it's not like y'all used to say back in the day, we together, we the original people. When we're looking at a lot of these organizations, so-called black organizations, we see Latinos, we see Haitians, we see Caribbeans, we see Spanish folks, we see Africans, we see everybody. And then back in the day, when you were asked, what is black, you know, we would call our black brother, our black sister. We were talking about the ones out amongst each other. But now, I'm like you, Aria, being black, who is black? You know, when I was studying Islam, you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, who is the richest man? He said, the Asiatic black man, the maker on the clean planet Earth, God of the universe, father of civilization. Now, we are father of civilization. We are the original man. You know, some of them say the tribe of Shabazz. But it's just like, okay, this is supposed to be the original people in Asia. Now, when you look at Asia, Asia is bigger than what Africa is. It's bigger than what Africa is. And a lot of black folk, they say, they call themselves in America, African American. Now, I'm going to tell you something. How the fuck are we African Americans? You know, I'm going to tell you something. When I look at Africa, Africa is another country. And Africa, matter of fact, not a country. Let me rephrase that. Africa is another continent. There's over 50 countries in Africa. So when we're saying Africa, are we talking about New Guinea? Are we talking about Ghana? Are we talking about Nigeria? Are we talking about Morocco? Are we talking about Egyptians? So my whole life, my family, my mom's dad who raised me, he was from Alabama. He came here in Virginia in 1940. He was in the Navy. My mom's mom, who also raised me, her folks was from, were Mattapani Indians on her mom's side of her. And my mom's dad's side was from North Carolina, Windsor, North Carolina. So that's my mom's mom and dad's side. Now me being raised in VA, my dad, me and my brothers, we had different dads. So my dad, who I never met, I never seen a picture of him. I know my mama said he was in the Navy. She said he looked like Carl Weathers. She said he was had the mustache, had the muscles. She said all the women like him. She told me from what I found out, because I never met him, never seen a picture of him. Matter of fact, he know I'm in this world, but he didn't give a fuck. Supposedly, he was from New Orleans. My mom said he was from New Orleans. So, growing up my whole life, all I knew is so-called black America. All I knew is how to be a country boy from the country. I grew up on a farm down here in VA. So, you know, so me, I was the darkest one out of my brothers and out of my sisters. I got joked for being dark-skinned. Now, unlike a lot of people that come into the truth or that come to find out who they is, my family, my mom, my family, even though they was, you know, country, but they was coons too, they always told me that the real Jews was black. So I was raised in a Judeo-Christian household, meaning that I was raised with the Torah and the New Testament. I was raised where I was told that black people are the true Jews, and my mama taught me this shit my whole life. You know, my grandmother taught me this my whole life too. My mom taught me that Yeshua was black growing up. So, you know, this is something that, you know, I ain't just come into, you know. Now, when I got older and I, you know, got my teenage years, I start to, you know, I start to go other ways because I was told that we had to wait on Yeshua. And, you know, growing up, I got picked on for being dark skinned. So, you know, I didn't see the black Yeshua my mama told me about. He didn't come. I didn't see him when I was getting bullied. I was getting picked on. You know, I was getting into fights and shit in school. Yeshua ain't come. This black Messiah ain't come. So it led me to Islam. It led me into other religions, Islam being one, which I practiced that for over 6 years. So, you know, I got into Islam, and, you know, as y'all know, you know, I dealt with the Arabs and Middle Easterners at first, and I would notice, like, you know, Islam, they tell you there's no race in Islam. You know, they tell you all this shit, but I learned that was bullshit. Because, you know, me being dark black man, you know, when you go to the mosque, you're supposed to, you know, after the khutbah done the Islamic lecture, you're supposed to be foot, shoulder, shoulder. And I would notice that a lot of my light-skinned Muslim brothers and sisters would move their feet from me during the Friday Jummah prayer. And at first, I said, okay, well, there's no race in Islam. I was a coon Muslim. Yeah, I was one of them, you know, when you look at a Sunni Muslim, they had like Carlton Banks. So, you know, so I'm sitting up in there, you know, going along with that. Ain't no racism, but I learned the hard way. As a matter of fact, fuck, I ain't even learned the hard way. I learned the easy way, if you want to be honest. So I picked up quick, you know. So I started to ask questions. You know, I started reading up, maybe, you know, let me read about my black heritage within Islam. Now, I asked my imam, who was Moroccan, I said, you know, if there's no racism in Islam, then, you know, why do you keep saying Bilal, Prophet Muhammad's slave, was black, a black Ethiopian? I said, what color was Prophet Muhammad? Do you know my imam told me, don't bring that up. He went off on me, too. He was a little light-skinned Moroccan Arab. He went off on me for bringing that up. And I learned fast that people are, that so-called black people, it's no hide. Like, even if you go in the Quran, the Surah 17, is Bani Israel, and which is way for saying Israelites. Now, when you go into the Quran, Surah 15, 15th chapter, it says we have made man out of black mud molded in shape. Now, when you look at that, they consider in Islam, which I later learned and read, they consider black black people monkeys, which in the Hadith, you know, if you read, you say, okay, well, they consider black people monkeys and slaves. And so this is well known, you know, well known. So when you look, so, you know, when you're getting into, when I started to get away from it, Sunni Islam, because I saw it was another racist ass, you know, it was like an Arab version of Christianity, I started to get, you know, into the black Islam. You know,
but look, Chief Rabbi, let me ask you something. When those Muslims would say that about black people or blackness, you know, like when they were taken away from the truth and then just going to butter it up and deny, you know, deny the facts, right? So what I'm trying to ask you is, isn't that anti-black when you know something's the truth, but then they flip it on you and make it bad, but you know there's something wrong with that, and you know that you should be standing up on your principles of black or you, who you are, and not wanting to convert into being an Arab, because that's what all they want you to do. They want you to drop your culture and your way of being as a natural person on the planet and say, that's bad to be natural, that's bad to be black, you need to be a Muslim, because there's no color in Islam. They'll tell you that, but then you will join them, but then you are always under them and never, ever reach the top with them and sit with them at the top. You always going to be at the bottom of the totem pole in that particular group of, you know, Islam. So I came on chopped up, like, because you had just said how the Muslims did something about the black people. Could you repeat that part, with, you know, where they did something? And I just said, well, that was just anti-black to me, whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes. So, yeah, what I said, they will move their feet during the Friday Jummah prayer from the dark black Muslim brothers. You know, because y'all got to be foot, shoulder to shoulder. So they used to, like, move their feet during the Friday prayer for dark black people. So let me finish saying what I got to say about that. See, justice. When you looking at, you know, especially Islam, when I started to get through my Islamic journey, one thing that I you know, picked up quick was there's something in there, the way I even noticed this with dark black people who are from Africa. There's something there in which I, you know, I'm going to get into with my journey, which I'm always open with. It's something there to where I noticed this with Islam, especially with Islam, and you know, especially Africans that are Muslim. There's something there to where they don't want to be black themselves. Now, I'm glad that Aria brought up this topic tonight.
What's the topic?
He brought up this topic about what is blackness. Now,
yeah, what defines blackness?
What defines a black person or blackness?
Yeah,
what defines
a
black person?
And that's what we're going to have to get into, because even with you saying that, like when they join Islam, they deny their blackness, so we still have to get into what defines them from even being considered black, and they deny being black. We got to get into that. What defines you as being black?
See, that's what we need to just get right into, Chief Rabbi. Like, we don't really need to keep going over your history of your, you know, troubles in Islam. Let's just hash out this topic. It's like, what define person's blackness? What is it? What's your blackness, Chief Rabbi? What defines your blackness?
Okay. All right, so let me get into that. Now, when you're getting into blackness, right, now everything comes from Hebrews. We're getting into Jeremiah 15:14-2. Jeremiah 14:2. It says,
Rabbi, what defines your blackness, not what's in there? I'm asking you a specific question. Do you claim blackness, first of all? Do you claim blackness at all or not?
Yeah, I claim blackness, but the real blacks, that's like I said earlier, like when I brought up the Islam and all my schools of thought, the real, it's a proverb and a byword among all nations. That's being black is just the real blackness is being a Hebrew. So when you get into Jeremiah 14:2, as a Judah mourning in the gates thereof language, they are black unto the ground, and the crowd of Jerusalem gone up. So the real black people are people who are really Jews. The real black people. Where
all right,
I'm from, a Jew.
So if it said that, then those people there in that region, from head to toe, are black. And so whether they speak English or they speak Hebrew, and it doesn't matter because that's their blackness. Even if they speak another language, they still have their blackness, right?
Yeah.
Say you are Afro-Latino, and then you know that they get discriminated against in their own culture or whatever, right? So the dark-skinned ones realize that these light-skinned ones is prejudiced towards them. Even if they speak the same language, they can still feel and see and understand, like, maybe there's still something there. Like, they are still prejudiced towards darker-skinned people. They might not claim a blackness to the degree we will, but they trying to claim.
And I'm going to get into that, too. See, when you're talking about the blackness, like you talking about Afro-Latinos and shit, and like I said earlier, when you asked me to sum it up, when I tell you when I was practicing Islam and I was dealing with the Africans, right, I tell you, a lot of the Africans don't consider themselves black. Haitians don't either.
Well, they have it. See, I'm going to tell you, Chief Rabbi, blackness is a mentality. It's a mindset. It's a way of being. It's an embracing of who you are. See, this is how I'm defining it. This is my opinion of blackness. So I'm gonna lay out a few things that I feel will classify somebody if they have some of these same similarities.
If,
so
if blackness is a mentality, let me stop you there. I'm going to tell you something, Justice. You just said blackness is a mentality. Let me ask you something. If that's the case, Rachel Dolezal is all black.
That's right. That's right.
If that's the case, Vanilla Ice black.
No, you can't go that far. He ain't ever joined no black organization. He ain't ever joined a black or ran no organization. You never became the president of it.
Black.
No. Say who?
You might as well say
John Brown. John Brown. Okay? People like that.
You might as well say little girl off of the movie Imitation of Life. You might as well say she black.
Look, I'm going to tell you again. It's a mindset. If you want to go to talk about a movie, go look at the Spook That Sat by the Door movie. And in that movie, it's a white boy. Right. Let me finish. The white boy in Chief Rabbi, hold on. The white boy in the movie said that he was black and he wasn't working for or with the honkies. And he was down with the black people, and he was blacker than black people. He was fighting a revolution on the side of black people in the movie. So it's a mindset. Eminem took a whole knee for like 3 minutes at the Super Bowl. You know, if a black person would have did that, it's the same thing. He took a knee.
Hey,
it's a mindset. It's a mentality.
Black don't define you as being a color.
Oh. Black definitely defines your color, but if you have a real pale skin, but you have a black mind, let's just say like with the guy named Thurgood Marshall, real high yellow brother. What's the other one in New York? What's the name of that building? They got a building named after him. Oh, man, I can't. But the real light-skinned ones are sometimes way blacker than sell-out black people. Like, you could get some real, real pass for white black people that'll sit there in the room with the white people, find out what they're going to do, and then come back, bring the news, say, look, this is what I picked up. That's how slick we are. You could be damn near white and still be black. You see what I'm saying? And then you got those honorary ones that you would give them a ghetto pass or give them an honorary black card because they prove that they with you and they for you and they are allied to you and they feel like they on your side. If anything went down, they're going to fight with the black people. That's how some whites are, and definitely Puerto Ricans are. A lot of Puerto Ricans is on the black side.
Okay, let me give y'all Let me give y'all a good one right fast. Let me ask y'all this question then. Okay, that's been a big controversy about. No, she ain't. Yes, she is. No, she ain't. Yes, she is. Now, I'm just asking y'all. I told y'all tonight I don't know nothing. I'm just a student tonight. Now, if it's about skin color or is it not? Okay, here's a good one. The vice president. And just as you see, I'm being nice tonight. The Vice President Kamala Harris.
You got a crush on her.
Is she considered black?
Hell no.
She
ain't black.
Yes, she is.
She got brown skin, Dave. She brown skin and she ain't black.
That's because she's rabbi. Say that. Everybody else say she's black. All you gotta do is just have some melanin in your skin and go to a black college and be around black people, you pretty much going to be lumped into the rest of them, even if you are Indian and black. She's Indian and black. Her father is Jamaican. Her mama's Indian. One
her
drop of black blood make you black, even if you're Jamaican. Huh?
No.
Her mama is an Indian and her father is a black Jamaican, light-skinned Jamaican dude.
Guess what? Them same motherfuckers that used to move their feet from me during Friday Juma prayer, they used to be Arab and Indian too, nigga. No, fuck that. We ain't playing that shit tonight, Justice.
I don't even know what you're talking about. But look, Chief Rabbi, let me tell you what somebody say a lot, man. You keep thinking about yesterday, you gonna miss tomorrow. You keep hashing back at what happened at the masjid with the feet and all. You keep mentioning that. Like, you got to be able to move on forward, and let's talk about the topics that come up, the current things that's happening. You going back 20 years, 10 years, how many years it was, but let's move forward, because if you keep going backwards, you're going to miss the future.
No, let me tell you something, Justice. The Jews, the white folks who call themselves Jews, that so-called Jews, they don't go back, they don't go forward. They talk about their culture. The Arabs, the Arabs, when, even though they say Islam is a new day, they don't go forward. They still got slaves over there in Arabia, man. So
you're missing my point.
You ain't gonna tell me to get over that shit, man.
You need to forget it, but you need to be able to get over it.
They got motherfucking stores in my community and whooping motherfuckers' ass that look like me, nigga. No, long as some Arabs keep opening motherfucking stores in my community, and long as they keep having black slaves in Sudan and Arabia and Ethiopia and hell, in America, they said the Arabs still got slaves.
You not one of them, and you don't even know that to be a fact. You can't prove any of it.
Buddy.
So let me see you prove it.
I'm gonna go to an article and was reading this earlier.
Well, I know over there that they do that over there. I'm talking about you saying over here, and I know they got stores, but why are you pent up on that? Let's talk about tonight's topic. Let's not keep going back to your feet and the mosques and the problems you had with the Arabs and everybody all the time. He brought out a topic tonight. Let's stay on that. I'm talking about my blackness. My blackness defines, like, who I am, which makes me a strong black man with the mindset to protect the black woman at all costs. It's the kind of mindset that ain't a nigga mentality. So that's why I say it's a mentality. It's a way of thinking. It's a way of being as a being. Your blackness, man, that defines who you are. That defines you. That's your black. You can trash your own blackness. You can hate your blackness, which will make you anti-black, like the rest of people in the world who are anti-black towards black people who they've been tricked into hating their own blackness. So a lot of people run out of the blackness and want to do anything but black. Oh, I'm Puerto Rican, or I'm Indian, or I'm Dominican, or I'm mixed, I'm this, I'm anything but black. Anything but black. That means you anti-black. That means you hate black. That means you've been tricked to hate yourself and everybody that's black in the world. And you don't even realize it. You just talk about, not you, Chief Rabbi, or you, Sunray, but when I say you, that doesn't mean I'm pointing the finger. I'm saying that black people who are anti-black are constantly talking negative about other members of the black family. And that seems to be those type of people who have a pent-up self-hatred that in order to lift their self-esteem, that they lash out at somebody else, and that's in order to make themselves feel better about the lack of love they have for themselves. So a lot of times you will see people or hear people constantly talking about black people, other black people, and you'd be like, man, you might not catch it, I might not catch it, but somebody be like, this dude talk worse about his own kind of people than white people do. So that would mean you are anti-black, because those white people who you are talking worse than, not you or somebody, are that you're talking worse than how they would talk, which would make you anti-black, just like they're anti-black. So for me, blackness is much more something to do with your culture. Who gave you your blackness? Did somebody give you some bullshit, or did they really give you some blackness? That's what you need to ask yourself. Because if you don't have blackness, if you don't love black people, then somebody gave you something wrong. Our blackness is something that defines us as a people, as we can stick together in unity based on how we are and how we look. Okay, we mixed in with the natives. and we can't really differentiate all the time or who looks or who's who, or we can obviously see somebody's a native, but our culture mixed in with the native, they mixed in with us, it just became one thing. It's a black thing. Those natives say, well, we black. They stop calling us Indian, well, we black. We just black. We fine with that. Even though you can obviously see, yeah, I'm, you know, Cherokee and Blackfoot, well, you can see my hair is different, whatever. I'm black. It's a mentality. It's a embracing of who you are. That's who you are. I'm not running around, well, shooting people on a horse with a bow and an arrow right now. Might have did that a long time ago for reasons that I had to do it, but we more modernized, we mixing in with people, and we blend in. So we talk. There's nothing uncommon. Somebody play music, we all dance to the same beat. Nobody's off beat here. We see each other. We have the same love and affection. It's blackness is just like, okay, look, come on. We a family of people here. Well, I don't even care if we wasn't born in our family. Come over here and get something to eat. That's blackness. That's who we are. That's a people.
I'm confused. I thought it was about a skin complexion. I'm going to read one thing right here. Now, this is a Wikipedia thing. It's about, and then it's called black people. When you look it up, look, it's about black people. Because I looked up what defines your blackness. That's the title of the show. And here's just some excerpts what it said about black. It says black people is a racialized character. Let me slow down somewhere. Black people is a racialized classification of people, usually a political and skin color based category for Pacific populations with a mild to dark brown complexion. Not all people considered black will have dark skin in certain countries. I guess it would be supposed to be. So everybody, I guess in certain countries, not everybody who has black skin or dark skin are considered black, it says in certain countries.
Right.
It says often in social-based systems of racial classification in Western world, the term black is used to describe persons who are perceived as dark-skinned compared to other populations. It is mostly used for people of sub-Saharan African descent and indigenous people of the Oceanic. It says indigenous African societies do not use the term black as a racial identity outside of the influence of Western culture. Now, they said that earlier about in Africa, they don't use that term. And this Wikipedia thing says indigenous African societies do not use the term black as a racial identity outside of the influence of Western culture.
That makes sense.
Because when you look this up, again, when I was looking up something earlier about on another article, it was primarily saying that this whole thing, this black thing, is a Western, as this says, construct, a Western terminology that they gave us. And here's another article right called The Conversation. Right, it just says something real quick. It says, identity experts weigh in. Some of the experts on identity take issues with the general assumption many might have about who is black, especially those who think blackness is determined by skin color. And that's why we go again, and on the whole question, like we was having back and forth on Friday night on the show, about maybe, you know, like some of the Aboriginal people here had dark skin. So, and most people might say, well, see, that was us. We was already over here because they had copper colored skin. But, you know, is it determined by skin tone? Because like you said, again, just as you were saying on Friday too, that you got the East Indians over there and some of them people, they don't consider themselves as black. Like we might consider ourselves as a group that said we are black.
Yeah, so they don't see themselves in that way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I seen several things, and I had a clip I was gonna probably play, maybe go into this. She kind of going into.
Can I read?
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm play somewhat of this clip, not all of it. I'll play some. But go ahead.
There was this wonderful brother who used to come on the radio and read some poems out of his book, and he was just the most wonderful, great poet person that reads his poems on the air, and I bought a book off of him, and he autographed it. His name is Turhan A. Shabazz. He passed away quite a few years ago, and he was just the inspiration. So he's got some great poems in here. After I read this one, you probably want me to read another one because they off the hook. All right. This is called Black is Not Only a Color. I have a subject to discuss today with all of you people who look like me. It is not that black is not only a color. It is a nationality. Black is not a continent. It is not a country, a state, nor a town. It really is an adjective that should precede a noun. There was no black land in the Bible or any other book. There is no black land on this earth, no matter where you may look. When they brought our people from Africa, each one was brought here as a slave. Each one had to accept the name that the Europeans gave. Europeans could not call us black people, for I'm sure that you all know. That would have identified us as being human. They could not let that be so. For how could anyone who claims to be a good Christian and who follows the Bible through and through put any human beings through what they have put us through? All of our identity and our humanity had to be denied so that their deeds and actions against us could be easily justified. They could not call us human beings. They could not call us woman nor call us man. They did not call us black nor call us African. The Portuguese called us Negro. And our population became much bigger. They decided that to keep us from waking up, it would be best to call us nigger. A Negro may wake up sometimes and decide to use his head. But a nigger is never going to wake up because his mind is completely dead. Europeans are awake. Europeans are aware of these things. But on the other hand, they know that a black person thinks of African, of Africa, some culture and some land. Black people know that this system will continue to subjugate us and ignore us. And that it is their duty to find the truth and lay it out before us. The system must keep us colored, Negro and niggers, because they are afraid that we'll wake up and find that being black is not only a color, but it is a conscious state of mind, by Turhan Shabazz.
One thing right fast. Could you read that first part again?
Okay.
I'll tell you where you start, right? I'll let you know where to start.
I have a subject to discuss today with all of you people who look like me. It is that black is not only a color, it is a nationality. Black is not a continent. It is not a country or a state nor a town. It really adjective.
Right there. When you said, when he made this, here's where I disagree with one part on that. I ain't, this is only one part. He said that black is not black, is a nationality. Is that what he said? Is that true?
It is that black is not only a color, it is a nationality.
A nationality. And then did he say black is not a continent?
Black is not a continent. It is not a country, a state, nor a town.
So how is black a nationality? Because what is a nationality? I'm being technical. You know, I said that's my new thing. I'm being technical.
Right.
How could black be? If black is not a city, state, well, we basically you say a country or a town or something like that, a country basically. How can it be a nationality? There's no black. There's no black land.
So if I ask anybody on the earth, what's your nationality?
I can't
as
tell you.
As simple as
black.
That. I'm a black American.
No.
Yeah.
You're describing, that's not a nationality. Now, when you said
is our
American,
nationality.
When you said American, you described a nationality.
Mm-mm.
You describing a ethnic group. Not a nationality. When you said black,
that's our nationality. Our nationality is an American. Our nationality.
When you say I am a black, it's just like if a person, like a European, or we say a person of European descent that live here now, and he says I'm a white American. What is he saying to you?
That's his nationality. He's a white American.
No, his nationality would be American, but he's denoting that my what we call now a racial type or ethnicity group is white.
White
but
people
I am
do it all
American.
The time. White
but
people
my
do it all the time. All right.
But when he say white, check it out, brother. But when he says white, he's letting you know I am not of any other ethnic group, whether it's. So-called black,
but he is.
When they give a police description, check out what a nationality is. See, this is what we get in. This you're getting your outfit again. Black is not a nationality. Black does that, like he even said. There's no country. Do you know? I got to ask this question then. Do you know what a nationality is?
Yes.
What's a nationality? What's a nationality?
That's if you ask anybody where you come from. Like a white American.
Nope.
He'd say he's an Italian American, or he's an Irish American. Yeah, we got Irish people all over here. With the 14th,
brother,
what they call that?
If he, okay. You're not under, I don't, maybe you don't know what it is.
No, no.
What is
they
a nationality?
We don't have a country to claim. We can only claim America. We black people in America. So we got to say our
nationality
is black.
No, bro. Listen, pay attention, brother. Were you born here in America?
Absolutely.
That's your nationality. You're born here in America. If you
distinguish me.
I'm gonna give you people what you okay. Here we go. But even with Jesse Jackson coined the term African American. And I say it all the time on the show. When they coined the term African-American, the first part is just like Japanese-American, like you said, Italian-American. The first portion, African, Italian, Japanese, Chinese, that denotes what they descended from. That's what their descendancy is from. But now their nationality, what they have, their national origins of representation is America. That's why they have this African. This is the whole concept of African American, Latin American, Japanese American. But it goes back to where they descended from. See, this whole point. You can just say I'm an American. You don't even have to say I'm an African American. You can just say I'm an American. But when you say you're an African American, it damn near knows well. Damn near. See, it's basically those two words are damn near almost somewhat interchangeable to us. You say I'm an African American. Oh, if you say I'm an African or an African American, it is somewhat synonymous with saying I'm black. But that's just a term, a descriptive damn term, when you say I'm black, to let you know I'm of the dark-skinned hue of people. That black is not a nationality. There's no planet. When you talk about nationality, brother, you are talking about a place of origin. There is a country. It got to be a country or something that's nationality. When you talk about nationality, I'm from England. I'm from the UK. Those are nationalities. What do you call it? Like Dave was saying. When you just said Africa, that's just random, but that's a big-ass continent. What part of Africa are you from? Oh, I'm from Nigeria. Okay, now you're getting somewhere. So you a Nigerian. Yeah, I'm a Kenyan. See, we use Africa because, hell, we don't really know damn near what part of Africa we came from. So they just threw Africa on it and said African-American.
I'm a black American. I mean, they're interchangeable. You can call yourself whatever you want. Some people
But again, when you said when you was American, that just told me your nationality. Okay, get kidnapped. Go to another country and get kidnapped, and they hold your ass hostage. Go over to Russia right now and get kidnapped, and they hold you. With all this hype, this the stuff that's going on, go over there and let that one of them Russians grab your ass.
And but I'm like a black James Bond. I'll be out of that quick.
No, you wouldn't. But now I'm just asking you. Now, you go over there and you get kidnapped and you get snatched. And they're going to ask you, what's your place of origin? What's your nationality? You ain't going to say black. Like, huh? Black? Well, we don't know no embassy going to come get your ass. We don't know who to contact to even negotiate to come get your ass. What you mean? I'm black. Ain't no continent called black. Why didn't you just say American? I'm an American. Because on your passport I'm trying to relay a thing, but American, when you tell me you're black American, I understand you're not so-called white. I damn near know you ain't a goddamn Arab. I know you're not a Mexican. You see where I'm going? So it went to Shut up, Dave. When somebody rob you, I hope that it don't happen, though. I'm just using it on a perk. Well, somebody rob somebody. I ain't going to put it on you or nobody else. When someone rob a person, when you call the police, they're going to ask you, can you describe him? Yeah, he was a black dude, about 5'10", so-and-so. He had on XYZ pants. So when you said the word black, that exclude looking for a Mexican. That exclude looking for a so-called European. That exclude looking for a so-called Chinese dude. They going to go look for Tyrone around the corner or
that's
Jerome.
That's right. That's
so
the right
so.
Idea. I would rather them do that than waste time going to look for an American. Go look for a black American.
Well,
the one that did it.
You ain't getting it, bro. Lord have mercy.
I'm just trying
If I said an American, if I call the police right now, and I said, it was an American robbed me. They going to say, bro, you got to be more specific than that. That's every goddamn
right.
Body in this whole neighborhood.
So that's my point here. You got to be classified.
Your
nationality is black.
No,
you're a black American.
Brother.
That's your nationality. All right, never mind.
Black is not a national. We're going to have to define this word nationality because you're not understanding. Black is not a national. Okay, what country black is?
Look, I'm gonna tell you something. We very unique.
Before you move on, show me where can I find the country black yet?
Show me where
on the globe can I find the country black?
In America.
The globe right now. I see Brazil. I see United States. I see Canada.
Yeah.
I see Russia. I see Australia.
Yeah.
I don't see black nowhere on the globe, brother.
Because we the only ones that can do this.
Maybe you know, brother. Dave, you a little older than me.
If you in a dominated white society, you got to. You in a dominated white society.
No, we talking about now, Dave. What black land is? You know, Blake, you a little older than me, Dave.
Black land right there where you is. It's
black
in Memphis. It's in Newport News. It's in Philly. It's in New York City. Black land is everywhere. Detroit, Atlanta. That's black land.
Texas. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's crazy that you asked me that because even when you talk to a lot of these Afrocentric brothers, like I was going to get into earlier, you have are more, you are a so-called more scientific brother about who are the real Moors. They say they're black people. But then you ask them, well, what are they? They say white.
But then
they claim in a motherfucking country. And it's like, okay, well, how the fuck you going to just be a fucking country?
Damn. And Dave, right, you said the word more, right, fam? I'm going to get right back this quick. The word black or more. They heard I said the word black or more says a dark-skinned person, black or more. This is a dictionary, New Standard Encyclopedia Dictionary. Black or more, dark-skinned person. Even when I look up the word black, it says belonging to a dark-skinned ethnic group, Negroid. You know, that's what they usually call it, Negroid.
I just told you, we can speak any language and still be black. That's their blackness. They naturally black people.
What did it say? It didn't say nothing about no nationality. It says black, belonging to a dark-skinned ethnic group. Ethnic group, not nationality, brother.
That's our ethnic group. We're a black ethnic group, too. We're a black ethnic group in America.
You don't know what nationality is, brother. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but you don't know
what
that is.
What's our nationality?
We're going to find the word nationality.
Just American, right?
You an American.
I'm not stupid. I heard you. We're gonna get the definition.
But go ahead, Dave. Why are you doing that? I'm gonna get the definition of nationality.
We are a unique people.
It ain't got nothing to do with no uniqueness. But go ahead, Dave. I'm gonna let you finish off, brother. I'm gonna look this up.
But you know what, Ari, I was saying earlier though, I was gonna get into for justice. Interrupt me earlier about how, like, if you deal with Africans, like I tell you, my imam was Moroccan when I was a Sunni Muslim. If you deal with like the more so-called more scientific over here, right? They'll say that the blacks over here is what you call really Moors. Now, a Moor to somebody from Morocco in Africa, they're going to say somebody from Morocco. Let me fuck you up with this one, though.
Tell it, Dave. Tell it.
In Egypt, because I was about to go into this earlier. That's why I went into my Sunni Islamic background. Now, Egyptians, and this is going to fuck a lot of you comedic motherfuckers up.
Uh-oh.
Okay, you said, where's black land? Now, I'm going to fuck with you with this. Now, you say you was a Nawapian at one point. Dr. York and John Henry Clark, some of these so-called comedic motherfuckers, they say that Egypt means black land. Now, this is where I'm going to screw you up with this one. Do you know if you look Kemet now, Egypt now, do you know that an Egyptian, regardless how black he is considered white? And, like, that's what an Egyptian is considered.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up. Like, now, like, we might say the black land is what Kemet means, but over there, I used to pray with Egyptian and Moroccan Muslims. That's all I pretty much know is, like, as far as my Islamic, Sunni Islamic background, like, I used to deal with some, like, the Tunisian, Egyptians, and Moroccans, especially Algerians. Algeria is considered white. Moroccans are considered white. And Egyptians are considered white. So when you're looking at how they view themselves over here, when they get to America, They don't have no, I don't care how black they is. And trust me, I have black-ass friends from Morocco, black-ass buddies from Egypt. Them motherfuckers don't consider themselves black. Like, they'll claim Egypt, but you ask them, okay, so you Egyptian. Are you black, white? They'll say white. So that's,
I remember I was just reading it in that Wikipedia thing. They were saying in African countries, certain Africa, they don't use it like that because they say it's a westernized term. So they don't necessarily have to say that they're black, you know, in those African countries. Because it says in different countries, it can take on different meaning, being black. But yeah, they're bagging you up on that one.
And you know, it's terrible because even now, with what you call a Sudanese, regardless, we know that the original Sudanese are black or not. They don't, the hell, they can even say that they're white. Ethiopians, no matter how black an Ethiopian can be in our eyes, they say that they're white. They consider them white. A couple years ago, I was reading an article, and I'm going to pull that up, and I'm going to text it to you. Ethiopians in America.
I think I saved that. But see, you're saying the key word. Hold up, Dave. Hold up. Say that key word. Hold up. You said Ethiopians in America?
Yes.
They consider them white?
Yes. In America, a couple of years ago, they had an issue with that on the U.S. Census. Because, you know, the U.S. Census come out every 10 years in America. Mm-hmm. Now, in America, they actually had an issue with that. Like, a lot of the Africans from Northern Africa, they was coming over here saying, okay, well, they put on census, they're American now, but they might be African-American, but they're white.
Yeah, they all claim white. That's true. Those Arabs from Egypt, they come over here, they always write white on the census. Trust me.
Yep.
That's true. And see,
that's why I'm trying to tell you, Justice. You got to get out of all that black shit, man.
No, never that. Like, but let me read another poem from Sirhan Shabazz real quick.
That's only what we're saying. See, this black, as I was reading earlier here, and it was saying how it says often the social-based system of racial classification in the West, using the term, it basically, you know, kind of like describe a person with dark skin. See, this is a Western thing, because like it was saying earlier, it says indigenous African societies do not use the term black as a racial identity outside of the influence of Western culture. So just we might use it over here, they don't use it as a racial identity over there.
Right.
They might flip it in something different. We just saying this is in Western culture, so like you're saying over
we outnumbered this 300 million, it's damn near 300 million whites to 40 million blacks and the rest of everybody else.
Read it slow. Well, pay attention to what it said. It says indigenous African societies do not use the term black as a racial identity, not a nationality, brother. That has nothing to do. That's a racial, which what we use to describe a ethnicity, a racial term, ethnicity, your ethnic group. This has nothing to do, again, with nationality.
See, they're the predominant number of people in the country, so they don't have to bow down. They don't have to put their color to the side or anything. They just don't have to talk about color because they're the dominant ones. So when we're not the dominant ones, we get classified as color, Negro, and everything else.
Hey, Justice, let me tell you something. The only way I'm going to back you up with this shit that you're saying.
Okay, somebody else call in. Damn, I ain't see his hand up here. My bad. I was looking up reading something. I ain't got it. We got another call.
My name's Joe.
Yeah, I'm glad that the person on the line was talking about the differentiation that Egyptians make. Because I was, I've had conversations with black people who always claim, you know, well, look at our ancestry. We are, you know, Egypt, we built the pyramids. And I tell them, if you go over to Egypt and you say to an Egyptian, hey, brother, how you doing? I'm glad you and I are the same people. You get punched right in the face. Egyptians have never considered themselves black and never will. They consider themselves Caucasian. They're like the guys talking about on the phone. Okay?
Yep.
Black is an American term. Black. The term black came as a result of owning the term black from the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, when black men darky against American Negroes. As a result, Stokely Carmichael changed it around to black so that black people could say black without feeling depressed about it. It's an American term. But Egyptians, they'll go. There's a video up on YouTube. I forget the name of it, but it's done by an Egyptian who says that they're not black. They're not American black anyway. So there's a differentiation. Now I don't know if blacks and Egyptians are black just because they're on the same. I used to argue with. I had an argument with a girl about that. But then I realized it's like saying that Canadians are Americans simply because we're all on the same North American continent. So when you talk about Algerians, Egyptians, and people, and Saudi Arabians, they don't consider themselves part of, they consider themselves part of Africa, but not Africa.
Yeah.
So there's a differentiation there. You know, I don't know if it's right or wrong.
About nationality, you know what nationality is, right? If I said if I said I'm black, did that denote my nationality?
No, that denotes your race.
Okay, that's what we talking about. So if I said I'm a black American.
But there are only three races on the planet. There's a Negroid, Asian, and Caucasian. So those three races encompass Italians, Irish, German, Nigerians, Zimbabweans, Brazilians, you know. But no, when you're talking about ethnicity and nationality, you're talking about the particular country you were born in. But when you talk about race, there's only three of them.
So yeah, we were having this discussion. So Justice, what was you saying about we are African American? Well, black. What was that? Would you say black is a nationality? Is that what you said, Justice? Again,
that's what Turhan Shabazz wrote in his poem. I agree with him. I mean, we have so many different ways of classifying who we are because we don't agree on our classification. So we choose different things, and it all really is the same thing. So if you don't like the word black, you can't stand that word. You say, I'm an American. Or you might say, I'm an Afro-American, something else other than a black. Some people can't stand it.
Yeah.
So there it is. So.
Yeah. You're
then
right.
You got people.
You know, I wish
people say I'm African American. I'm all day long, because that doesn't mean that they don't accept being called black. That just means that this is the one. This is the politically correct term they choose to be called or choose to call themselves. But like for me, it's interchangeable. Like if I was born in 1890, and at that time my people who looked like me was just all being called colored, then I would have to accept that at that time for what that was, and it still meant black.
But that's not going to tell your nationality. If I ask you your nationality, you can't tell me black because you're not telling me where you from. You're telling me, like you said, your racial or your ethnic group. And I was like, hey, I didn't ask you what race you from. I asked you what is your nationality.
Some people don't have a particular nationality. Their roots are in an African-American body or where we descend from if we only descend from America. If we only know to call ourselves an American, a black American, an African, an Afro, a Negro, colored
So what American. Were you born in, Justin? What were you born?
New York.
I'm not even talking about what country were you born in?
I was born in North America.
More specific than that, because like I said, were you born in Canada? You from Canada?
No, you were born in New York. Your nationality is American, but you guys should make up your mind because there are African Americans who don't like to be called black. Blacks don't like to be called African Americans. There's a Block Talk show that was on about an hour ago talking about Gucci's. And so I listened to part of it, and then I took a look at the website that this person was talking about. And she's saying that there's a Gullah Gucci area in the United States internationally recognized as being a sovereign nation. Now, I haven't heard about that. Have you guys heard about that?
I
know about the Gullah Geechee people.
Yeah.
My brother, his daddy is a Gullah Geechee from St. Helena. We had different dads, so I know about the Gullah Geechee. Yes, they were. They're Gullah Geechee people are, because I've been down there in South Carolina. The Gullah Geechee, they were black people that's been over here since the 1500s. From the, now, a lot of them say they come from Africa, Angola, I don't consider, like you were saying that a lady told you the Gullah Geechee were a sovereign nation. Yes, up until the 1960s, when they made a bridge, because at one point, South Carolina and Georgia wasn't a part of like the states. They were like they had, like you were saying, that somebody told you they had their own nation. So yes. So the Gullah Geechee were sovereign up until like the 1960s. But what fucked them up was they ended up their island on Ladies Islands and Fripps Islands, which I've been there, it got that the border had that built like a bridge. So they couldn't be considered sovereign no more. So yes, they were a sovereign nation up until the 60s. But white people took over that island, so they aren't considered sovereign no more. Especially places like Tybee Island. There's an island in South Carolina called Tybee Island. White people have took over that area. Matter of fact, the Geechee, they are dark skinned people there. If you go down there, a lot of Geechees is like light skinned now because they mixed in. Like, just like with everything, a lot of white people take over and they mix and, and that's it. So they're not considered sovereign no more. Used to be, but they're not no more.
Oh, well, because I thought that they, I'm going to see and check what I was reading. I thought they considered themselves still sovereign. If that's the case, I don't know how that can be. I know there's one particular area in the United States that's supposed to be an independent country, and I think it's recognized by the United States government. It's a very, very, very small place. But Gullah Geechee, I've never heard of it being a sovereign nation. You know, internationally,
That's what this. That's what their website said. But I'm going to read it again. I might be mistaken.
Hmm. Yeah. A lot of shit. Now go ahead, Dave. A lot of them saying a lot of shit. They ain't no more.
Yeah, like even like VA, they had a place called Tangier Island, and Tangier Island isn't even that. They're not. They used to have a group of white folks that was from Ireland that was in Virginia that made it to Virginia. I'm talking about in the 1600s. And they used to, I'm talking about like I've been there. And you would think that these white people were from like Ireland. Like they had like thick Irish accents. But they used to be considered like sovereign. But they're not no more either. They're not considered sovereign no more. But they were, you know. But they're not no more. Yeah.
Well, I never heard. Like I said, I never heard of any except for this one particular area. I've never heard of any other, like Georgia and North Carolina. They never considered themselves sovereign. They were always states of the Union. But I'm seeing. I'm looking up.
Yes.
Let me see if I can find it. Here we go. Geechee Nation on their website. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me go down here. And
I can't think of the lady name that run that organization.
You know. But, I mean, you got black people saying, well, indigenous blacks were here before blacks were brought over here in slavery times, and you got the Mesoamericans who say they're not even black. Wow.
Yeah, we went through that. We went through that Friday a little bit, and I went through that some of that justice on this weekend. That's why I said I didn't want to come on yesterday, because I went through some of that about the Mesoamericans. And that's some deep stuff. That's why I was saying. That's why the whole topic came up about. What defines a person black is because we look at a lot of things now because of a person has dark skin and now we're looking at a lot of relics and artifacts and we look at it in from ancient times and we look at it because somebody either drew it with dark skin or it was a rock carving had brown. Oh, see, they were black. They were black. They were this and that. But what would those people say at that time? Would they look at it and say they were black? It's a lot of that, like even when we go into the Bible, they like we don't see it. Don't say nothing about no race. It don't have race. It deal with nations. It deal with tribes and nationalities. But people will make it out to like this is a racial thing. They were black. No, a lot of stuff don't wasn't just because you see dark skin. Doesn't make that these people, what you would call in this westernized world, were black. It's like we're saying in Africa, shit, you go in certain things, like they don't even look at themselves as the same people. And they got dark skin, some of them be boot black. They like, shit, I ain't the same as you, motherfucker. What you talking about? We different.
I got another poem.
I got a clip on nationality and ethnicity versus ethnicity so we can get an understanding of this shit.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. This is
it says here on the website that the Gullah Geechee came together to declare themselves as a nation on July 2nd, 2000, with international observers and media present. Hmm. So ever since 2000, they've been declaring themselves an independent nation. I wonder if the United States government knows that.
I don't know. Yeah, you can say the same. Yeah, what's that other group, man? It's Washita Moore said the same shit.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget the black Israelites, too. I mean, man. And did you guys see about, what's that actress? It was an Oscar-nominated actress. She apologized because she's not dark enough, and she was crying on TV, and she was saying, I apologize for not being black enough.
I have no idea who that is.
Now, I forgot her name, but she's an actress. She's been in some good movies, some decent movies, anyway.
All right, so let me just... I'm going to read this poem now, all right? Hey, yeah, Jesus, go ahead, Men yeah. Are Black by Turhan A. Shabazz. It was written actually February 17th, 1996. African women, please be patient with us for just a little longer. For only through God's help and yours can we become intelligent and much stronger. When we were enslaved in this country, they denied us our humanity. They stripped us of our culture, our dignity, and our Africanity. African women had a life painfully miserable. That is a fact which there is no doubt of. But African men were put into a hole that we have not yet climbed out of. This system has had us confused, intimidated. It has distorted our minds. It had us where we didn't know whether we were coming or going, did not know our heads from our behinds. There were times when we'd be severely punished for looking at a white man in his eye. To stare and ogle a white woman, a black man would surely die. The effects of these occurrences have left us with some mental scars. This is why we hurt ourselves and each other in these drug dens and in these bars. If you will only stand by us and believe that it's right that we intend, then our ignorance will diminish and our foolishness will end. This evil system will no longer have us black men in its control because we have had our minds in order and the Lord will have our souls. African men will be stronger looking ahead, no longer looking back. Then you African women will look at us and joyfully say, "Hey, these men are black," by Turhan Shabazz.
Did it also say in the poem that the black men put the women into that position?
Yeah, I'm going to read another poem by Turhan.
He asked you a question. He said, what did he say?
I wanted to know if in the poem it seemed to me that the black women were blaming black men for not defending them well enough during slavery. So I don't. Did I misunderstand what I was hearing?
I have no comment. I'd like to read this other poem. It's called "From Pyramids to Project."
Let me play this about nationality and ethnicity so we can get it. So we can get an understanding between nationality and ethnicity since we are talking about black. Because that dude with them poems, he killing me, bro, with them fucking poems and bullshit. And first he going to say black is a nationality. That Shabazz dude, man. See, you know what? That works for somebody who don't know the difference. Black is a nationality. Then he going to say, you know, some other shit that there's no nation called black. God damn, dude. Stop writing them fucking poems. Go back to school and watch them. Because he fucked up with that shit, man. God damn. Let me go play this right fast. Hold up. Damn, I can't. I don't think it's going to play. Hold up. Oh, shit. It might not play. Oh, I got to know what I got to do. My bad. I got to unmute my mic. Yeah, that shit killing me, man. Somebody say black is a fucking nationality.
Our students in fact knew what the difference was between nationality and ethnicity. Let's see what they said.
Y'all, it is a YouTube too.
The difference between nationality and ethnicity is that nationality is where you're from and ethnicity is like what you are.
Nationality is the country where you're from and ethnicity would be like your actual cultural background.
Nationality is where you come from. Ethnicity is your bloodline. It's like where your family comes from.
I think your ethnicity is like your cultural background, what you are. I think nationality is where you were born and raised.
Nationality is your relationship to a political state, and ethnicity is like your racial and religious background.
Nationality I'm of Mexican heritage, and ethnicity is my heritage.
That's enough, y'all. Hell, I hadn't listened to this clip pre ahead of time. I just played it off top, but I just don't play. But I just read some more nationality just. And I ain't gonna find you. Ain't gonna, like I said, you got to find me a country called black. Now, again, nationality, according to this dictionary, this is the new standard encyclopedia dictionary, nationality is the condition of being national, a national character, a nation. Where's the nation of black, Justice? Not nation of
right
Islam.
Right here.
Not nation of it. No. You in a country. You can't be a nation inside of
that.
40
million black people
ain't
a nation? Oh, we got
no,
40
you're
million
not.
Black people and we ain't a nation. Okay.
You're not.
All right.
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. The condition of being a member of a Pacific nation by birth or citizenship. If
America,
okay, who's the governor? Who's the president? What's your we're a nation in America. What is our national constitution in America under this black nation we got? What's our constitution?
I don't think we have one.
Well, how the hell? Who's
well,
your
that
president?
That is not a nation.
Yeah.
No,
we don't have to have
no constitution. It's all verbal.
What's governing you? So what's governing you then? What's
our
governing
moral.
Your nation? Huh?
Our moral.
What are your morals? What are your morals?
Righteous.
Y'all don't have nothing in writing.
We have to do it in person, in the flesh. Right.
Uh-huh. It's like the Nation of Islam. They say they're the Nation of Islam, but they're inside of America.
You know what might be, too?
The
economic power of black people in America, 40 million, is equivalent to the third largest economic power in the world. So that's a fact. 40 million Americans have that kind of
$1.5 trillion spending power. We don't do anything with it, like to open up a bank and put all our money in there and
hey,
work out of that.
Hey, Justice.
Right.
Justice.
Okay, come on.
Hey, Justice.
Yeah,
well, he's right about that, but I mean, it's not a nation, though.
No.
Justice, let me ask you.
Go ahead, Chief.
Well, okay, so you said there's a place called there is a country called the Black Country.
The Black Nation.
Okay. You said there's a Black Nation. Now, let me ask you what is – can you ask me this? That is justice. What is your currency for the Black Nation?
It's American currency.
No. Okay. Then what is your seal? Because every nation has to have a seal.
They stole all of our shit. So it's the same thing. It's just we using it, and they got white faces on it this time. But before, we had black faces on the money.
No. But if you got your black
nation,
you're supposed to have a seal.
They stole it and reversed it, and they're using it for their benefit.
Listen. Mm-hmm. So, okay, like if I start a clothing company, right, and I title it, okay, Israel Clothing. Now you have to have a trademark. I would have to have a trademark. So my trademark would be pretty much my seal. What the brand. So the brand is okay, let's just say a Star David with Israel spelled underneath it. Now we have to have, that would be my seal, my trademark. Now, what is the seal for the Black Nation?
The red, black, and green. just whatever. Just put that a little small on your sleeve. Have a little red, black, and green in your window. Red, black, and green on your checkbook. Red, black, and green everywhere. That's our trademark. All day long.
That's the seal, Justin.
Yeah,
okay.
It could be a little small red, black, and green little band around your hand. As long as I see that, I know you with it.
Okay.
Everybody got some red, black, and green. You can have on a white everything, but if you got your red, black, and green chain hanging on up underneath your shirt, you can pull that out at any time. Because you always supporting the black nation of people here in America. The black nation of people.
Now, Justice, let me ask you something. So for your black nation, right, ask me this. For your black nation, who is your black president?
Besides Obama.
Barack Obama.
he said besides Obama. He said besides Obama. We would have to have a national election. So we don't know that yet. But we would put
Damn.
Some people up there to run. We would put them up there
y'all,
to run.
Y'all
we
ain't
have
got
a
no,
black president
no
right here in America. We
y'all
can
ain't
do
got
it.
No
we can do it right
y'all
now.
Ain't got no. Y'all a nation, but y'all ain't got no constitution. Y'all ain't got no president. You ain't got your own currency. God damn, what kind of nation are y'all, man?
Crackhead nation.
Nah, we like my man said, we got the biggest spending power almost than any other people in the world.
But,
we just don't know how to harvest our bread.
But every last,
if we went
but
on
every
strike
last one
and said we ain't buying nothing, this country was shut down because we spend more money than white people on shit.
That don't mean nothing, though, but you American citizens,
though.
I bet each and every last one of y'all that you claim that's in y'all nation, I bet y'all got a United States ID in your goddamn pocket. I bet you got a driver's license that's issued to you by the state, one of these states in the state of under the United States banner. I bet you got one.
Yeah.
I bet you don't have a black nation ID identification card in your pocket, driver's license. I bet some of them get benefits from the United States military. I bet some of them been in the United States military. They get government checks and all that shit, don't they? So how are you sovereign? How are you a sovereign nation inside of the United States, but you getting benefits from the United States, but you sovereign? You a nation that's in the United States, dependent on the United States. And you said you vote. So why you vote? You voting for Joe Biden, but you got your own nation. Why are you voting for a United States president, but you got your own black nation?
Y'all imagining things tonight. We don't have anything
listen,
y'all talking about.
I live here in the United States. Ain't no motherfucking way I can not to say I would, y'all. Hold up, FBI, CIA, I'm just talking right now. Now, ain't no way I can be in the United States and go vote for Putin. United States will lock my black ass up. Well, I'm using the term black. They'll lock my ass up and call me a traitor. A traitor. I'd be locked the hell up.
Yep.
So how are you on your own black nation and voting for Biden?
Outside of the Gucci Geechee, there is no official black nation. Gucci Geechee, are we even officially recognized as being a black nation? There's 40 million blacks in America who have very powerful consumer power. And again, if they were to put their all of your money together, you would be worth the same as the third largest Congress,
like
third largest country in the world.
We'd be big as China. We'd be bigger than any big. If we united all our shit, we would run the whole world, period. We run the whole world.
But just because you got
you
the spending
power,
don't mean
I'm telling you, our small numbers.
Yeah, you got the power.
Really do.
You got enough spending power to keep buying $200 and $300 motherfucking Jordans. That's what you got. You got enough money to keep buying miscellaneous shit that ain't doing nothing for the
community
for
them
and
to
black
go
people
and
in America.
Spend that money on that dumb shit. Like that's the whole plan.
So what good is having the spending power when you still don't have nothing at the end of the day? You can brag about how much money we spent
It's like Floyd Mayweather them show videos how much money they buying at Gucci and all this shit. But what yeah. do they have at the end of the day? They still hollering about they piss poor black people on the bottom of the totem pole. But you got all this motherfucking
only
money.
Thing we can do now, Sunray, only thing we can do now is let time play out right now because we gave
let
it all up. They, our people gave it all up. We had everything we needed. Until we integrated into this country. Until
but
we integrated,
wait a minute, hold up.
We
Justin.
Had everything we needed. We was cool.
Just think about this
we
one, though.
Cool.
Wait a minute. Hold up. When you talk about the spending power, black folk, hold up. You said they got enough money to do what? Justice around the world?
What? Our spending
you said
power,
black folk
we
got
can
enough
run,
money.
We can run things. Like, we would be someone
so
you would have
minute.
To come to. But we don't unite.
Okay.
We don't come together on things. If we
so
did,
wait a minute.
Then we would be able to do that.
So wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Y'all got enough. We got a black people got enough money. We got. I'm saying we. I'm gonna throw me in and out. We so-called black people. I'm gonna put black on me too. We got enough money to run things. Enough money to do shit. Why the fuck is we complaining about shit if we got enough money to do it? Why are we sitting around here complaining? Like I said now. And I know somebody going to say, oh, he cooning. I don't give a goddamn what y'all say. But I'm just trying to tell you something here. You better pay attention. That's why I say, man, we love playing the goddamn victim. When you saying we got enough money to run the world and do this and that, so why are we around here complaining? What you complaining
we
about? If you
have
got,
a plan.
All you got to do
we
is
gotta
do
have
it
a
then.
Plan. You can't do nothing without a plan.
How long you
going to
have a plan? You had
we
Amos
don't have
Wilson
a plan.
Came up with
we,
an economic plan. Elijah Muhammad don't have an economic plan.
Yeah.
Y'all got,
yeah,
we got plenty of people who smart, black people who smart around here with it. Clyde Winters. All these people got all these plans. But when the hell you going to put it? How long we been hollering about we need to put this together? How long we been hollering about we need to unite?
Yeah,
still hollering about
need.
You the victim. Somebody trying to do
there's
something to me. The white man holding me down. But the white man holding you down, you wouldn't be able to have all this goddamn money you got then if the white man holding you down so goddamn much.
Bro, we
if you got all
united.
This money, spending
we,
power,
once
you wouldn't even
integrate
have money
you
to
are
this is an argument with both parties are absolutely right. Black people do like to say, we're the victims and Charlie's holding me down. But at the same time, Justice was right when he talked about integration. Because black people, the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and 50s, you had it all together. You had a very, very low rate of babies being born out of wedlock. You had a high school, which was the smartest high school in the country. I think the name of it was Dunbar. The smartest high school in the country. You had an unemployment rate of around 5 or 6%, and I think the median income of blacks during that time is higher than it is now. But then again, you had Tulsa, and you had the I think Rosewood. They got they got destroyed too. But at the same time, you had Black Wall Street, and black people were doing fairly well. I think I like to know myself why did integration ruin the continuity and the culture of the black people during that time
because
you had
because
all
it
together.
But it ain't just integration. Now integration plays a part, but it ain't just integration because you think about it though. Okay, you got to ask this question. Okay, now if we had all of this at time when you didn't really have a lot of black mayors, you didn't have governors, you didn't have all these black senators. Now, we got black governors, we got black senators, we had a so-called goddamn black president. Wee, whoop the goddamn dude. You got all these black people in political offices. But why are black people in such a downtrodden position? Because, number one, you better study. And this is your favorite subject, Day. I know you're going to alley-oop this one. You got these black boo-lady goddamn gatekeepers. These ones who are keeping a lot of the black communities in downtrodden situations and conditions.
Yep.
It's other black people who holding other black people down, stopping them from coming up. We got these gatekeepers like Oprah Winfrey and all of these damn people. And we don't see, this is what black people, we don't want to be keeping, we want to keep it on the real. We don't want to really keep it on the real. See, we always want to blame somebody else when you got other black people who's in positions, the Al Sharpton and the Jesse Jacksons, them, who really had a key. That's why they got mad at Martin Luther King Jr. when he started talking about the poor people's campaign, like, wait a minute now. When you did that civil rights thing, that was enough. If you start that shit about talking about giving equal fair money to people now, hold up, you're going to stop that shit. We got to get rid of you on that one. And all of them turned against him. His own people turned against him. See, we got a lot of black people that don't want black people to get on top either now because they getting crumbs.
Yeah.
And they
You got the Congressional Black Caucus, as far as I know, hasn't done crap for black people.
There you go. That's when we said when Trump was in office, what did they holler and kick and scream? They holler and kicked and screamed the whole time he racist and all of this shit. We was like, well, damn, y'all come to me and holler at me. Because like I said, man, if Trump was racist or not, like I said, we would say like this here. If the man was saying, well, look, just come holler at me. We were like, what the hell you got to lose? Look, Trump, I know you like a pat on the back. I said, man, he might would have did something black because all he wanted was a pat on the back, wanted the legacy when he leaves. Listen, we want this here. If you want to be the number one president, I know you want to be better than Obama. You said he didn't do this. Look, do this for us. And we're going to see.
Trick him into it.
It ain't no trick, nothing. But they sit around now, they goddamn hands folded, acting like spoiled ass children. That old racist ass Trump, and didn't do nothing for. Now they supposed to be a party, black caucus, supposed to be there to represent black people. But they, instead of representing the black people in America, they sit on their regular ass hands and sit around. Well, we like spoiled ass children. We don't like Trump. We not gonna do nothing. We not gonna do nothing. And they sit around there and they represent black people. So like I said, man, I don't want to be hearing none of that bullshit when you got these people up here, black people up here, who ain't doing shit, who's supposed to be doing shit.
They're going to throw me out the party anyway. Remember I told you, because I don't line up with all their views the right way, so they're going to kick me out the party anyway.
I don't mess with them, period. But I'm just saying, see, that's what I'm saying. You have a representation who ain't represent you. When they had that whole 4 years when Trump was in office, they didn't do shit but sit around and holler, play the racism game. So what? So what? There's a lot of racists around here, but what the hell is going on?
Trump wasn't all that racist. He contributed more to historically black colleges than anybody else. He helped out black veterans more than anybody else. And the unemployment rate for blacks was the lowest in history. So Trump did okay.
What's your name again? Joe?
My name's Joe. Joe.
Joe, you can't tell them. Don't say that, Joe. You can't say that on there. If you say that out loud, Joe. Don't you tell them that now. They don't hear that, Joe.
It's time to find out it wasn't true. It ain't true that he did that.
Joe, they're going to say you racist, Joe. Don't you say that about
He lied about giving the black schools that money. They never got a dime of that money from him.
What, the historically black colleges? Really?
They never got a penny from Trump.
I thought he did. You messed up.
He lied. He also told 35,000 lies in 4 years.
He did. Well, I also know of one guy who goes on a Black Talk radio show. He's an ex-felon. And as a result of Trump's policies, he got probation when they didn't want to give it to him.
Yep. Trump is on his way to jail. You did good when you started talking about Trump. You better stop, Joe. You're gonna be labeled as a racist, Joe.
Yeah, I know. I'm a terrorist. You know that, right? Because I was a Trump supporter. I don't like his viewpoint on the vaccines. I don't know why he keeps on saying the vaccines are safe.
Yeah,
because I know they're not.
There you go. He tripped out on that one.
Were you at the insurrection, Joe?
It wasn't an insurrection. If you really consider a bunch of people entering the Capitol when the Capitol police open up the doors to take over the United States, which has F-15s, atomic submarines, and missiles, and you consider that an insurrection, I consider Black Lives Matter an insurrection.
All right, so you were there. You were there.
No, I don't have to be there.
Hey, Justice. Hey, you remember, I guess you don't remember. See, I forgot the Democrats, they get amnesia when they do shit. But what's his name? Cory Booker told the Democrats, man, y'all need to bum rush the Senate. Run up in there and bum rush up in there and make them listen to y'all. He deliberately, now he actually incited the people to run up in there. But, oh, they got amnesia when they come down to the Democrats say stuff like that.
But did they do it? Did they go tear up shit? Did they break up anything? Did they beat up the cops
they
or didn't. Anybody?
They didn't do it, but did they threaten
to hang the vice president?
They didn't, but he actually said it. Now, they don't have nothing on record that Trump told the people to go in and run up in there, but he actually told
the
people.
He certainly did. He said peaceably and patriotically. And they were provocateurs.
He said you can't be nice.
Maxine Waters told them people, anytime you see a conservative Republican, get all up in their face. Get all up in their face. Now, did Dr. King preach that?
Yeah, she did.
Maxine Waters.
She did. And she said if you see them in restaurants, you get up in their face.
All in their
Trump
face.
Said
now,
march
don't sound
to
like
the Capitol.
Dr. King That
yeah.
don't sound like
so,
Dr. King talked to
yeah.
speech right there.
You know, I'm not for Republicans. I'm not for Democrats. I think both parties are full of traitorous people who have sold America down the river for millions of dollars years ago.
Yeah.
None of them up
so
there.
You voted for Trump? You voted for Trump, Joe?
I'm not a Trump supporter.
Who did you
but
vote
I
for?
Was. When he was in office, I thought he was the modern-day best president we ever had.
So you voted
okay,
for Trump?
Okay, since Eisenhower. No.
You voted for Trump. You didn't vote for Hillary.
No, I sure as hell didn't.
So you voted for Trump.
No.
For
I'm a libertarian.
That don't mean nothing. You voted for Trump or you voted for Hillary. Which one did you vote
no,
for?
No, but it does. It means you could vote for Rand Paul. You could vote for anybody else
but
in an independent party.
You didn't vote for them dudes. You voted for one of them, too. Which one did you vote for?
Oh,
did you
know.
Vote for Rand Paul?
How do you know which
one? Did you vote for Jill Gillibrand or...
So you think I voted for... I just told you I didn't vote for Trump. I became a supporter of his after he got into office. I thought I didn't like his attitude about... because he's a megalomaniac, and I thought he was dangerous in terms of nuclear warfare. But once he got into office, and he didn't take the bait, and he was actually a fairly decent peacetime president, then I became a supporter
Joe,
until he started.
What's your ethnicity and nationality, Joe?
Nationality is American. Ethnicity is non-melanated American.
No, I want to know where's your people from, like Italy or where
well,
are you
I
from,
just,
like where you from?
I just told you. Well, the rest of that, I don't get into.
You're not gonna say you're German or you're
no,
German
no,
or something like you don't
no.
got no connection.
I don't
to,
get
to,
in. I don't
to,
get into
to,
those
to
discussions,
Europe.
Especially
what's
with
your,
black what, people.
What's your so? Yeah, okay. You can't tell us that you're an Irish American or you're an Italian American.
I'm not telling you. I do not tell you anything about my background.
Yeah. You're a
my
Mormon.
Philosophies you can have.
Well,
other stuff about me. You're not getting.
What are you? Are you Jewish?
Huh?
Are you Jewish?
I just told you. You're not getting that information from me.
Why not?
You want to keep asking, go ahead, but you're not getting it.
I'm not getting it. Not getting it.
Why
do you want to know? If he was Jewish, what'd that mean, Justin?
I just want him to come on and just keep it real. Just say that, my roots are from... where they're from, just where your roots come from. I know your roots.
And what would that mean?
It would just mean I would have a little more information about you, Joe.
Then you wouldn't need it then, would you?
Pardon me?
Then you wouldn't need it. If that's all you wanted, why do you need it for?
I was going to make a point with it, but since you want to be...
Then what's
the
point?
I can't make it if you don't... Give up
sure
your background.
Sure you can. Go ahead.
No, I won't.
Okay.
Hey, Justin, so what was he from Germany, Justin? What was he? What if he's from Germany? What happened with the German? What would be the problem if he was from Germany?
It's not a problem about anything.
I mean, let's just assume, you know, I'm just asking.
In all parts of this country, white Americans boast about their whiteness and
where they're from originally, and then they attach America to it. And then they'll have a parade, and they'll be from Scotland. They'll be from Ireland. They'll be from anywhere in Western Europe or in Eastern Europe in a lot of cases. And they'll be proud of that. I'm a proud this and that American. So I just wanted Joe to say what kind of American he descended from. I know he's an American, but where are your roots?
Right here in America.
So your family didn't come over here from England at some point?
And why would you want to know?
It's just a question, Joe. Why wouldn't you? Why are you so apprehensive about answering simple questions?
Because when I get people digging this deep, you've got some agenda going. I want to know what it is.
Not necessarily, Joe. It's just questions.
Sure you do. You said you wanted to make a point, so what's the point?
If you can't come forward with any truth, there's no point to make. If you can't tell me that your mother came from a certain place, your dad's from this other place, and you make up any country,
and then
you're
going to
say you're going to grab your mother's roots and your father's roots, and you're going to say, well, she was Jewish, and this one was right here was from France or wherever the hell you're going to say.
And then what would your point be? Make up any old country you want. What's the point you're trying to say?
You, like a black American, you're going to have something to say about where you're from, like what's your roots. All right, if I'm going to say I'm a black American, that's my roots here in America. I'm distinguishing who I am. I'm from America. We don't have a country we necessarily came from. Like Africa, so African-American, that's fine with me. Afro-American,
you're not a Moor or a black Israelite, or you don't come from Nigeria or any, you don't come from any African country?
Nobody knows any of that. Our
you don't
thing,
know?
The whole history.
Where'd your parents come from?
Most of the history, most of our history here has been cut off. From. So we don't know our roots going
so
past. A lot
you don't
of
know where your grandparents came from? Are you a direct descendant of slaves? Your great-great-grandparents were slaves?
I don't know that.
Well, how come you don't
That's
know?
What I'm saying. We
you don't
know
ask
that.
Your mother and your father? You never ask your mother and father,
sure.
Where did I come from?
Sure.
And what
they
tell you?
That information gets cut off because the history has been mistold and been misinterpreted. So, you know, there's a lot of things to be said.
So that's what they told
you. You got to have evidence. You can't just go by hearsay. You got to really know.
So they never, so where are you from? Are you from Africa?
We don't have no roots, no ties.
Now, are you
no
from
Africa?
Are you and
None
your parents from
there's
Africa?
There's no black people in America that can claim Africa. Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. We. There's no evidence that
out
any
of
40 of us
million are, blacks in America, not one of you guys can claim that you're from either Nigeria, the Congo, Zimbabwe, or
indigenous. We are indigenous to the planet.
Hey,
we are indigenous to everywhere.
Yeah.
You can't lump me in Africa when we're indigenous to the world.
We're
indigenous to North America.
We're
indigenous to all the islands around here.
You're from the black nation. I know.
Everywhere. The
black planet.
This whole earth. That's right. The planet.
So
your earth is a black planet.
So you're also in China then.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Ain't nothing funny, Chief Rabbi.
Now you know why I don't get into discussions like this.
You can't go above so far. Your history is very limited.
Well, you said the entire planet.
Our planet been here for trillions of years. Y'all ain't been in existence but a few thousand years. We've been here for trillions of years. You've been around
for
a few thousand years.
Yeah, I know. Right, same thing over in Asia. And the Russians, too. They don't know it either, but they're black, too. I know. Mm-hmm.
They're not black.
Yeah, black Russians?
Nobody's black. They're not black. They used to be black. They're not black now. They used to be
not
black.
Not anymore. Oh, okay.
Well, they're not black now. Mm-mm.
And the Chinese used to be black, too.
You better not tell Putin he's black. He's going to show those bloody guys.
I know.
In the world.
That's right.
Joe Biden really going to goddamn go to war with his ass.
Oh, wow.
Just,
I know.
Dave, you know where you from, Dave? You know where you
from?
What?
You know where you from, Dave?
Look, there's evidence, Joe. There's evidence of us coming from England, and there's records of it, and there's insurance papers and everything that was taken out on everybody that was loaded up on a ship and took somewhere to another place.
You can talk to some people and say there's no history of blacks coming from Africa. There's no history.
Not to this country. Not from Africa directly to here. No, not at all.
Oh, okay. So there's no slave ships.
There's no records of a ship. There's not a name of a ship that came from Africa to America. You can't find a ship named something that came from Africa to North America and got off at North Carolina, Florida, or Texas, or any damn where. Those ships all came from England, France, and Spain. That's where your ships come from.
Wait a minute. So you're saying black people came from England, France, and Spain through the slave trade to come to America?
That's right.
What happened? They didn't go to the. They didn't make any stops at the Caribbean?
That's right, too. Yes, we did. Yes, they did. Nobody went to no Africa. They come way over here. That's impossible.
So, Justin, we didn't come from Africa. We came from England.
Yes, we did.
The ones that didn't come from England was already here.
That came here and was indigenous to this place already as a Native American. They were Indians to this land. They was here for thousands of years.
Uh-huh.
Black people had already migrated over here with afros and shit. And dreadlocks and black skin and Negroid features was already here as an Indian, as you would look and claim it
as an Indian
when you arrived and say, "Oh, Negroes or Indian or black." Those were our terms when the white Europeans first settled.
Have you ever taken a look at a picture of Native Americans? Any tribe, Cherokee, Cochise, the Iroquois, Blackfeet. Have you ever taken a look at any of those pictures?
That's right. Yep.
Have you ever seen a black in any of those pictures?
Yep.
You have. What tribe?
All of them. Because we blended in and mixed in with them. Well, our people walk around right now with them in our blood. We got their features. We darker skin. You can't tell, but I can tell. Mm-hmm. I can see it.
Hold up, you just cut yourself, brother. You said we mixed in with them. Well, you don't say we, but you said the blacks mixed in with them. I thought the blacks were them.
We are them, and we mix with them. We are one.
So if you mix with them,
like
you
I said, when they told those natives they were Negroes, they just said, okay, we Negro. They didn't say we Indian anymore, because if they did say they was Indian, they would want to round them up and put them on a reservation or just kill them. So they will go ahead and say,
you go to a reservation,
you gotta be a Negro,
and you talk to an Indian and you tell him the Indian and you are the same.
Bro, there's different tribes of natives. All right, the original tribes of natives was different types of tribes. So they had different ones that looked different from each other.
Uh-huh.
They didn't look the same, but they had similar colors of complexion, some lighter, some darker. Some have an even much darker skin with straight hair and whatnot. And then other tribes came at different points in time to this country and settled in and lived and survive as they would in Africa if they came from Africa or South America.
then they would live as they did there if the climate was the same as they did, as they had in that type of a climate. Mm. You have to adapt.
So the Native Americans aren't Native Americans. They're actually indigenous blacks who mixed in.
Native Americans are all types of different type of people. They black, they look like Negro, they are Negro, they are Indian, they are whatever you want to call them. They had the same kind of dress style. They had different types of different people that lived in different regions of the country. In different regions. You go out to California, you got black people who are the ones who civilized that region of California, and they had the Lady Khalifa, who was the queen of California, and she was a black woman with Negro features and all like that. Yeah.
Okay.
All see, in different places we live, we live more closer to the water and things. We didn't go and live all out in the desert where the straight hair people like to go, and they like to live way out somewhere. And that's where they survive, out in the mountain or in Colorado somewhere or Grand Canyon. So they live, that's where they want to live, way out somewhere. That ain't black people. That ain't our type of people. We didn't want to live like that. We traveled through the waters. We traveled in canoes.
Right.
We traveled in boats and ships. And we would go anywhere water was, and we would get off those ships. And if the land was suitable, we would set up camp. That's our nature.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about nature.
I see. Right.
Our nature. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Our nature as a people. Uh-huh. You've been around for a few thousand years. You guys are still trying to figure things out. Think you're so smart that y'all know everything. You don't know enough.
So you agree.
You don't know nothing about. Go ahead.
So, Justin, do you agree with people like Ali Muhammad? And instead of them saying, well, there's no slave ship, we didn't come on a slave ship from Africa. So what they did was they took the Native Americans from here, Aboriginal people from here, and took them to England, then took them down to Africa, and then brought them back to America so they can think that they came from Africa.
No, that ain't my story or what I know or to be the
you
truth.
Say,
or
damn
me
like what you said when you said, They came from England and came over here because that's some of the silliest shit. That's just the most silliest shit I ever heard in my life. Excuse my French. That they took the Native American with the Taino Indian and stuff. And that's what they said. They took them from America and took them to England, then took them to Africa just to make them think that they came from Africa, then brought them to America.
Nah,
I don't subscribe to that. Who the hell got to go through all that? That's what some of the people teach.
I know.
It's almost
like you said. That doesn't make sense to me either.
But you said that we came from England. We didn't come from Africa.
That's right. So he came from England. He came from Germany, France. And he said there's no record of any kind of slave trade going in between Africa and the United States. No record of any ship. So according to you, blacks were always here, and the story of being traded from Africa to here, that's a myth.
No, here's how it went down.
And just hold on, one more thing, Justin. Hold up. You said wasn't no ship. Well, if they can't find a ship, they can't find the ships coming from Africa to America. So where the hell the ships that coming from England to America? You said they ain't found
there's
no ships.
There's records
of
all of them. There's records. There's names. There's the history. There's the time, the date. Everything is on their file. All right.
But you said
That's where the ships are the ones that had the names on them. And they all were coming from England for the indentured servitude purposes to bring people into the colonies to serve their servitudes.
All right. So I'm gonna let me see. Since I've actually got my internet on. Let me check it out. Slave trade from England. I'm going to look up. Let's see what happens. Okay.
Well, not necessarily any truth. I mean, everything's been whitewashed. So
you're telling me I don't have to look it up now.
Yeah, so you black can look it up all you want, just, but you better just watch the okie doke. So, that's all, huh?
So just this. Okay. So black people lying to us too. John Henry Clark, Dr. Van, all of them, they lying to us too then. Because I promise I thought they taught that shit too then.
Yeah, but see, they are on point. But see, there's some underlying things that they didn't
think they about. They're not on point, brother. They taught the transatlantic slave trade. No, they taught the transatlantic slave trade, not the one you're talking about.
Yeah, that. All right, so here's how the slave trade thing went down. Notice how this goes. All right, so.
Please inform us, brother.
England and these people had this get together and they said, okay, we're going to split up Africa. This is like in 1890 or something like this, right? All right.
Mm-hmm.
America have nothing to do with that. Her hand ain't in it nowhere. Mm-hmm. All right. This is what England and these Western countries like Belgium, Germany, they cutting up Africa over there. Where's America's hand at?
Good.
So,
okay.
Obviously, England didn't have nothing to do with what was going on in Africa, with what they were doing. They had their own thing. Belgium and even Spain and France and Germany, they had an eye on Africa, and they went over there and did their thing. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
you talking
they
about
were the ones.
Africa,
was,
I'm trying to. What is slaves?
Splitting up Africa,
from?
Enslaving people, cutting their hands off, all that stuff. That's what they were doing over there.
I'm talking about, okay, where the slaves came from that came out of England to America? Where they came from? Did they bring them out of Africa, then took them to England, then brought them to America?
No, that was a straight clean up England ordeal. England was getting
overran
by people coming from other lands into England and polluting it and corrupting it, and it was becoming overrun by all kinds of felons and vagrants and political dissenters and all kinds of different things and whores and all this. So they wanted to clean England back up. It was such a beautiful country before all these people came.
And the Negroes fucked it up.
It was the white people.
Oh, you said
that
all these people started coming because see
that was the whites who started coming. The whites was coming fucking it up. It was ran by black people. There wasn't no white people there. Wasn't even no white people there.
So why would the white people enslaved black people if the white people was messing
up? Hey, you know what? Justice is actually right. Because I'm reading, it says here, Britain was one of the most successful slave trading countries. Together with Portugal, the two countries accounted for about 70% of all Africans transported to the Americas. Britain was the most dominant between 1640 and 1807, and is estimated that Britain transported 3.1 million Africans.
But see, you
got
to stop that. Hold on, Joe. Stop right there. You got
to
see, when you read something, hold on, Joe, hold on. When you read something, you got to watch the hijack. When you said Africans came from England, see, that's not what it was. It was people who were from England and other places that came into England, and that was including black people and white people because they weren't called any color at the time. They were only called people of the nations that they came from or they came and became a citizen of. So they were called a citizen of France, a citizen of Rome, a citizen of Spain, a citizen of where they might have been from, citizen of England, a citizen of Ireland. So whenever they came, they weren't looked at as a color. This was a person who came from somewhere else. It didn't matter what color they were, and typically they were black, although they would accept and embrace anybody because they didn't look at anybody as a color. They looked at you as where you came from, and the type of clothes you wore represented that in a lot of cases. So
what are you saying, though? Are you saying that had indigenous blacks and then had whites come over there, or did they have indigenous whites and then have blacks come over there? Which one?
Okay. England had been the people of England in the 1500s, the 1400s, 1300s, all the way down to after the 700, 800s had been in power and in control and had built beautiful castles and Buckingham Palace and all this shit. We built all of that. And we held it down, and there wasn't no white people there in all of those years I just mentioned. There were no whites there.
No whites.
None. There's okay. no, there are no, you could go look up the crest, you could go look up family crest and coat of arms. And look, you got to go over to England and go over to England and look for the information, though. Don't look for it over here. But go to England sites and look up the coat of arms of England and the family crest of England, and you'll see that you won't find a family crest with a white image or a white person of any of the crests. All of the images are black people and black crests, black beautiful family crest and coat of arms in the 1300s, the 1200s, the 1500s, the 1600s.
Where did you get your information from?
You got to go get it out of the England books, out of the England college information sources. That's where I got it from.
Just let me read you something right. Let me read you something right here, right fast. This out of what is this? Damn, I can't hardly see what it is. It's something called RMG.UK, something like that. But it says from
there
until.
You go, there you go.
Until now, you ain't gonna know. This ain't gonna be you Jilly. You saying okay? There you go, too fast, brother. Until 1730, London dominated the British trade in enslaving people. It continued to send ships to West Africa until the end of the trade in 1807. But going back up here again, it says key facts about the transatlantic slave trade. Between 1662 and 1807, British and the British colonies ship purchased an estimated of 3,415,000 Africans. Who? Africans. It goes to tell you about Africans. It said the transatlantic slave trade was the largest forced migration in human history and completely changed Africa, the Americans, and Europe. Even though you
they
talk about Europe and UK,
they
funded
everybody
it.
To Brazil.
They funded. They don't say nothing about none of this stuff ever talked about.
South
Nobody
America.
About they,
South
they
America.
Were slavering. They were slavering Europeans or black people
those,
in Europe.
Those people put them people on ships and took them to South America. Those ships
African,
went to South America. Nine,
African,
90 million people.
Not black
that's
Englishmen.
Right, in Africa, but they didn't go from Africa to America. They went straight to Africa. They went to Africa, and they took those Africans from Africa to South America, mostly all of them. And if they didn't get there, they went to the islands, some of the islands.
But Justice, the people who were enslaved, even though you're talking about British and stuff like that, they had a hand in the it was the transatlantic slave trade. These were Africans. You'd be hard. I can't find it. Now, I know this stuff you probably getting. You're getting it from these damn YouTubers with this bullshit they be reading. I told you about them folks. I'll be checking you out on the people you be talking. I've been hard pressed. I ain't never really heard it, never seen it. Maybe it is out there somewhere. But I've heard about the UK because British them was supposed to have banned. They were the first supposed to have banned the slavery, but they still was doing it. But they were taking Africans. I ain't never heard nobody was taking no damn. I ain't know that many goddamn black people in. And I ain't never heard it was that many black people in England to be a slave.
All right, here's how it went down. Now you talking about in the 1800s, something like that.
We need some receipts, brother. We need some receipts. Give us some receipts. Give us some websites or something to go by. No, we need. You ought to know this off top because you already studied it. Because you.
I'm gonna write
us,
down the information and I'm gonna present it to
no,
you the next.
No,
time
you should be able to cite. You should be able to cite them right now.
Okay.
What did you?
I'm gonna be more.
Where did you get this from? Like Joe said, where did you get this from? Was it a YouTube video you was watching?
A lot of these books
watching?
Are hidden in the basement of Yale University or Harvard.
I understand
that. These type of
okay,
this information comes out of these colleges. That
brother,
they don't
check this out. I'm just going to ask you a question right fast. Okay, you heard what you're espousing now, everything you've been espousing to us, been telling us, right? You got this from somewhere. So what source did you see this from that even what they that you're talking about the book that you hadn't written down, what did you hear this from? Or what did you see this from somewhere or you read it from a document? What did you see it from? Give us a source so we can look it up, too. It might have been a video
that's
you
what
saw.
I tried to give you some sources. You can get some of these sources out of, like I just said, about the family crest.
Oh, no, Brother Jesse.
The code
come on.
Of
pay
arms.
Attention, brother. One more time. Like, I just read an article, and I told you where I was reading it from, right? So what did you see the article? What did you see this information from? Did you see this on YouTube? It's just a quick yes or no, brother. It ain't
oh,
your character. Did you see
I mean,
it on YouTube?
It could be from a lot of combinations of places, but surely some things on YouTube, definitely, and other information.
Some of the stuff you read.
Guessed. Well,
some of the stuff you actually read yourself. See, I read it. Oh, well, brother,
right.
I was on
that's
on GreatBritain.com, and I read some of this stuff on GreatBritain.com. I mean, you could give us a source. I mean, that way we can look. Because other than that, right now you're just spewing stuff, and we have no way to find it.
And I just said that, you know, I'm not prepared, so I can't get, you know, you can't get something out of it, something that you can't get something out of, right? I don't know how to say it. The old folks said it, but. Can't get turnip
it's
out
like,
of my
it's like, it's like it's,
yeah, you
and I
can't
gotta,
get you
I,
can't get
I,
blood
I,
from a turnip.
Yeah, and I got to throw Jay when Dave come with some. Dave always, even though you like just you don't want him to quote it, but even Dave come with some a scripture, he gonna take you dead to the Torah where he getting his sources
okay.
from.
Okay, next time I come
read.
On, I'm gonna do because I got an elder. He say the same thing. Well, where's your sources and all this? Because I'll be saying things. Well, where's your source? So. I'm going to write down my sources of information.
That's
and
what
next
we need
time
to know.
We talk, I will have
because
it all available.
Because what we're doing now, because the point is just as right what we're doing. We're sitting in Joseph. He's sitting in front of his computer. I'm sitting in front of my computer. And I'm looking up stuff. You're telling us stuff. But I'm actually looking up stuff, looking at this shit. And I ain't finding nothing with
I'm
you saying.
I'm glad you're doing that. But I wish I could give you something directly to go to. But right now, I would really, I mean... Right now, while we're doing this show and we've been on a while, I probably have time to pull up something.
You can't remember? I mean, say after you watched the video, you didn't – see, this is what I was telling you, brother. When
there's
I watched
so
that
many
video,
books
you,
in summary. There's so many. It's not one book. It's not one piece of information.
Just this.
So
okay, time out. Let me just share something. Let me just share something with you. See, you tried to criticize me that time. Man, you're taking too long. Cause you sent me a video.
Oh,
you were saying I was taking too long to watch a video. Now, I'm just trying to show you something right fast. I'm gonna show you something right fast. See when the guy that you be looking at the video when he was showing books and stuff, you know what I did? I stopped the video and I went and looked up the books, the sources that he was, you know, referring to, and I found a lot of errors that he was saying. But anyway, I stopped the video. I went and looked up those books that he was saying. And then I came back and I told you, and I actually showed you in a video we did, right, the books that he said. And I broke down and showed you the errors from the same book that he was talking about. So that's what I'm saying. So are you, when you looking at these right. videos, are you doing your due diligence to research this stuff yourself, or you just looking at it like, God damn, this shit sounds deep. Ooh,
no,
weed.
No.
But you're
no,
not
no, no,
researching
no.
the researcher. To make sure that what he's saying is true. See, this is why I'm saying when I'm
that.
Asking
and,
you
and
this,
guy,
you can't tell
look,
me
the
you
one
can't
is,
tell me nothing because you're not researching yourself to
dude,
make sure what he's saying is accurate.
The dude is not always on point. I do have to cipher through his information because he does not interpret it in the most
well,
honest
can,
way.
Well,
at a lot
it's
of
awful
time.
Funny. You
oh,
can't
yeah.
tell us one source right now. If you research behind him,
oh,
you should be
funny.
Able to
it's
tell
funny.
Us something.
No, I, look,
I'm not
I,
say,
got
I didn't say nothing funny.
Scattered everywhere.
I didn't say nothing was funny. I said if you research behind him, you should be able to tell us some place or book any damn thing to say. Well, you know what? Because I do remember one book because I looked this up because. Trying to verify what he was saying, and go to suchandsuch.com.
Okay. I was just wasting a lot of minutes. I should have been pulling this up. Just go ahead and keep talking. I'm gonna go ahead and get something for you.
I'm just see that would be the thing to do because other than that, it just sounds like you just regurgitating something that you just heard or seen. I'm not trying to disrespect you, but it just sounds like you just regurgitating something. But we sitting here on damn computers looking at shit.
Okay.
And I'm,
all right.
You know me. I'm gonna look at some shit you're trying to say now.
Okay, so
Well, I just looked it up, and apparently justice is right again, because it says here, records show that black men and women have lived in Britain in small numbers, justice, since at least the 12th century. Okay, they weren't indigenous people throughout the entirety of Britain, but it does say in small numbers since at least the 12th century. But it was the empire that caused their numbers to swell exponentially in the 17th and 18th centuries.
As the British Empire
expanded, African and Afro-Caribbean slaves were ferried across the seas to work on plantations.
That's it.
Okay. So you had small numbers in the 12th century.
Yes. I'm going to let you get it, Joe. Hold on. I just want to say, things happen in different periods of time. So it's like in this certain 100 years, these things happen. And in the next period of 100 years, other things transpire in the next period. So you can't say all at one time, everything happened at one time, because that's not how things happen. Okay?
But that's the impression that you were given. You said that the indigenous people of Britain back in the, going far back as the 500s were all black, but mixed later.
I said
that's
about 800. I said 800.
Okay, let's say even 800, all right? 800, all black. Britain was all black.
All the way.
Okay, now I don't have that here, but if for the next time you come on the show, I'm sure you rest.
Let me
you
tell
show
you something,
that,
Joe. Not
you
only
know,
that, in 800,
your source.
All, from 800 to 1750, black people ran all Eastern and Western Europe and North and South America and Africa too, and China as well, and India
China
as well.
Too. Okay.
Everything. Up until.
Well, you better have sources for that, because I have, you know.
That's all right.
I think, good.
Because, like I said, history has been whitewashed. Whitewashed. Y'all stole our whole identities everywhere on the planet.
So why
all
do you believe
identity.
What you read? Why do you believe what you read?
It's not
other
that.
Than the fact
I'm
that
seeing
you
through stuff.
It.
I'm looking through things. It's not that I believe what I'm reading. What the man presents, that whoever I might get information from, he don't always have things correct. So I have to even correct his things. So that, like somebody say, are you checking the checker? And I am always checking the checker. The dude that I've been watching that has a lot of this good information, he doesn't always have it correct. And I can
then how do you
where,
then why should you believe him? And how do you know
what the
truth is from fiction?
Because I got a natural genetic connection to the creator
okay.
of the universe that gives me the authority to know the truth
right.
as it should be, not the way that it's been presented
okay.
and whitewashed.
Okay.
You got special powers there.
That's what he's saying.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, what time period did you say, Justin, this happened?
Or which one?
What
happened?
Time period?
What time?
When they
were
bringing all the slaves from England. What time period was it?
To go where? To take them where?
When they was bringing them from England to America.
You mean bringing
what
indentured
period?
Servants to America? Indentured servants?
Hold on.
Now it's
minute,
indentured servants? Oh, man.
What period of time are you talking about?
I don't know now, because you don't change the narrative. I don't know now. Now you say I thought we was talking about chattel slavery.
No, I'm talking about black people coming to America in the 1500s from England as indentured servants. And
wait a minute.
They started mixing.
They came in the 1500s to America. Before, you said they were indigenous to America. They were Native Americans already, the black people.
Black people are indigenous to America as well.
We have different tribal
servants who came to America.
Indigenous people, pretty soon. Justice, pretty soon you're going to have them coming from Mars, okay? Because you've been changing your story.
when black people mix with indigenous people over here, we all are just one people. If you go to somebody's house and everybody in the house, the mother and the father, no matter which one was the native, the Indian, they all talk the same kind of way with the same kind of tones, inflections, rhythms, the patterns. It's like it's so much. There's no, and then when you put the music on, that Indian woman can dance just as good as the black lady. You can't really hardly tell any difference except for just the features. Other than that, the same, they got soul. They seem to have the same soul we have. Tina Turner.
Well, like
Tina
I said,
Turner
you go over
family,
to Egypt, you go over to Saudi Arabia, you go over to Algeria. I'll bet you if you say, hey, brother, you and I are the same. I'm a black American. How you doing? You know what he's going to do? He's going to look at you like you're nuts.
You know, like this tribe over here, where original, what you call the old dirty bastard from the Wu-Tang Clan was from, they say his people was from that area for as long as anybody could know, because that was their group. He was a native to that part of New York, Long Island. And the natives on Long Island were black people with this type of same genotype that we have, and they were indigenous to that whole area, all up and down New England and New York City, New York and New Jersey, and you will find these same ones out in Cleveland, Ohio, same ones in Detroit. All of these types of people would live in these cities way before all of these things started happening with reducing their names and changing their religions and making everybody become more Americanized and dropping their native heritages and just lump everybody in one bunch.
Are the Chinese people, are they also from Africa? Or are they also black, but somehow just don't know it?
They call Asians, and they're from Asia. And before they inhabited the region that they're in now, prior to that, you could go back maybe 100,000 years or more or less, but there was a whole group of Afro-Asians in that whole mix right there.
Okay.
They call them Asiatic black people. Black people.
Hey, just this. Can I get you a source right fast? Can I get you a source and read you a little bit what it is? Now, this is the nationalarchive.gov.uk. Notice what I said, UK. .gov, UK, National Archive. It says now this is called the British and the Trade. It talked about John Hawkins in there. It says development of the trade. It says Portugal and Britain were the two most successful slave trading countries, accounting for about 70% of all Africans transported to America. Britain was the most dominant between 1640 and 1807, when the British slave trade was abolished. But as I'm looking at this, it don't say nothing about no damn Englishman, black Englishman being traded. It says talk about Africans. But now, I forget. Now, these chattel slavery, but I forgot. You changed the narrative when you said indentured servants. So I guess that's why we can't find nothing about that, because you said indentured servant instead of chattel slavery.
Well, that's what I was reading from.
That's
the same site I was reading from. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got to realize there was a system of indentured servitude. There was a whole system. Okay, and this is just the way it was.
But see, now you had to start it off with the whole, and you had to start it off with indentured servitude. We wouldn't have been on this conversation. If you had to just said indigenous service in the first place, we wouldn't have been in this conversation, because we know there was indigenous service who came over here and all of that. We do know that. And there were some black indigenous service, too, who came over here. We do know that. Now, we wouldn't even been had this. We had this whole discussion for no reason, basically. Because what you talked about, when you threw in the mix, when you said there was no slave ship that came from Africa to over here to Americans, see, now you disregarded, like, basically saying there was no such thing as the transatlantic slave trade, which there are some people who be teaching this Aboriginal stuff that do say. And so then that's why I got into I'm just saying myself, I can't speak for Joe, but that's why I got on the point. Whoa, wait a minute now. Where the hell this come from? Because there is some information, like Dame Calloway them be saying that silly shit. There was no such thing as the African slave trade. There ain't no ships. They never found the ships. Same thing you started off saying. The same thing they had been saying, brother. You start off saying that same situation. But now you come up with the whole indigenous servitude. So now we're in a whole different subject. So it's like we shouldn't have never had this conversation in the first place. If you just had a good will, brother, I was talking about indigenous servitude. I wasn't talking about chattel, which was dealing with transatlantic slave trade.
But see, that transatlantic is almost a misnomer too, because it wasn't transatlantic slave trade. All they did
are in the same place.
They went from England.
So it wasn't
into
no
Africa.
Such thing as a transatlantic slave trade.
How could it be? Did they take Africans from Africa back to England and then took those from England to America? No. Or yes? No. It would be a no. So they went over and they took their big ships from England and took them over into Africa, grabbed up a whole bunch of Africans, put them on ships, and sent them back across the Atlantic or whatever ocean it is there, and sent them here over to right to the United States of America. And the records show that, let me see, what the records show? No more than 3,000 people came from anywhere as far as Africa, as far as like one of the islands or somewhere. You had a census that reported there was only about 3,000 people that came here in the transatlantic slave trade. And all the rest of the people, 90 million, went to Brazil and South America. 90 million.
Only
3,000
people
end up. 3,000 people end up in America. How could that be? If there was this real big international slave trade, you got millions dropped off down in South America, and you got 3,000 dropped off. Somehow they made it to North America. 3,000.
Hey,
come on now.
Brother Dave. I see why a lot of black folks smoke weed. And stay the fuck high now, Brother Dave. Now I see why.
Shit. Fuck weed. You might as well go on be a crackhead.
Because the stuff Just is talking about, I see why black folks stay high as fuck, because this shit here is ridiculous.
Yeah, and you know something else, Just, as you said, there was no names, no archives of the manifests, right, of the slave ships. Slave ship manifests filed at New Orleans, 1807 to 1860. Slave manifest of coastwise vessels filed at New Orleans, Louisiana, 1807, 1860. One of them's called the schooner Thomas Hunter, which departed from Norfolk, Virginia. No, from Virginia. From October 17th, 1835, it arrived in New Orleans, Louisiana, November 11th, 1835, with five slaves identified with a full first and last name. And
where did they go to Africa? Where did this shit go? You ain't mentioned how they got to Africa. They ain't never went to Africa. They just said Africans. Anytime y'all hear the word African, y'all think they went to Africa. They never proved they went to Africa. And you can't prove it either, Joe.
Wait a minute. If that says African, it didn't come from Germany.
That don't mean they didn't prove they was in no part of no Africa either. They just said Africans. Anybody black, they want to call an African, even though they was a native to where they picked them up from in Louisiana. Wherever they grabbed them from, they was a native there. There's nobody came from Africa to America. Nobody.
I don't want to ask that because I was going to say, because I got to ask this. Well, I'm going to just ask this question. Any European, so-called Europeans or European descent out there, here's the question I want to know. I want to know why y'all tell this lie that y'all got black people from Africa. Why y'all put this on y'all self to lie and say y'all took black people from Africa? I mean, I'm just trying to say.
Their story was really slavery because Joe was the slave. He was the one whooping his ass. He was the one serving us on the plantation.
Right. Yeah.
They never
want to tell
you. You know white Americans are wearing indentured servants? Don't you know they came over here on the Mayflower? Don't you know they were all indentured servants and shit? They never want to mention they were slaves. Ever. Never. Why y'all never want to mention he was a slave, Joe?
Just this.
I was talking to an Indian, and he blamed me personally for the genocide of the Indians.
I told you, Joe, you shouldn't have said Trump's name. I told you you're going to be a racist.
I know.
But justice. Wait a minute, Justice. See, this is what you had this conversation before. You keep talking about they were indigenous servant. That's not the same as being chattel.
Once they took the power, they made us chattel slavery. We just had their asses as indentured. They got the power and then made us chattel for about a period of about 64 years. We were chattel slaves. Mm-hmm.
You know, Justice, either you got to smoke more or I got to smoke less. Because this Jesus Christ.
Well, you better smoke more because I ain't got nothing to do with it.
I think we all need to smoke more of messing with Justice, goddamn. We need to be high. Justice come on.
You better get on my level. That's the only way we're going to understand
what Justice is talking about. We're going to have to be high. Hey, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
I just passed the blood, Dave.
Dave understands. He's soaking it all up. He knows it's true.
White people
don't ever want to say they were slaves. They don't ever want to say they masters was black and we was the ones that had the plantations. We ran all the plantations.
Let me say something, Justice. Now, what you just said, right, with the white people were slaves at one point.
They were our slaves.
Now, No. I'm going to tell you something. Where you get that from is the Moors. Don't get me wrong, Justice.
They got mad, man. I'm telling you. They flipped that shit on us. Then they made us chattel slaves. They were like,
Justice, listen. Now, white people were slaves at one point. But let me tell you something about that. It's a twofold with that shit, though. Okay, the people who had white slaves, right, were the Moors, right? Now, if you look up the Barbary Coast Wars, which, it was for a long, long time. Now, I spoke about this, and I know you was a Muslim like I was a Muslim at one time, Justice. Ariel was, too. Okay. Now, Ariel, I don't know if you remember this or not. I did a lecture presentation on the Striners, but the white Masons and the white Striners, of how, the sword on their, the sword of their face. You remember, mm-hmm. I don't know if you, and you remember in that I talked about how, when you're looking at the difference between a Muslim and a Muslim, the Muslims were white people who knowledge yourself from
black leaders. Now, listen at this. Now, with justice, well, you're saying that they had white people to admit that they were slaves at one point, the black people. Let me tell you something. Now, to an extent, when I made that, did that lecture, which I you can pull it up and put it in the group chat or wherever we got now. Well, I talked about how Elijah Muhammad had said in lessons, he asked, why did Muhammad make the devil study 10 to 30 years? It's somewhere in the lessons or something like that. I can't quote it verbatim because I don't have my fat book in my presence right now. But he said, why did Muhammad make the devil stay from what? I think it was 15, 20, 30 years. He said, so that way he could clean himself up. I think it was. It's not verbatim how I'm quoting it. But when he said that, and I brought this up in that lecture, now, the white Muslims, right, the only reason why you had, like, the white, there wasn't white slaves, I should say. They were more of like, it was more of a thing of the black people at that time that had the dodges of like the Moors. They sold the fuck out. See, what happened was they started sleeping. See, you have a lot of these, especially the black folk. We taught white folk this. We taught white folk that. We taught white folk how to eat to live. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all fine and dandy to say that. But what happened was with that civilization, which Elijah Muhammad talked about in that the Supreme Wisdom, the Fat Book. See, what happened was these were sellout ass Northern Africans that did this. And they wasn't really slaves. They were really Moors that were coons, which they are. I don't give a fuck what none of the Moors say. Y'all the Moors. If anybody say they're Moor, you are a fucking sellout. Let me tell you what. Because the Moors, they saw a next to the European world.
Hey, Chief Rabbi, you breaking up, man. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Nice. So you're still breaking up, Dave.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
I'm good. You good.
All right. So what happened was with the Moors started cleaning up. They started cleaning up. And started teaching white folks what you call Elijah Muhammad's civilization. And what these Europeans did was they took it and they flipped it. And that's why you see a lot of the Northern Africans, they're light-skinned, like the Ethiopians. You see a lot of light-skinned Ethiopians. You see a lot of light-skinned Egyptians, a lot of...
They've been watered down, yep.
But see, Justice, they wasn't slaves. Those white people was not slaves. These were fucking coon-ass Africans that was sleeping, they was sleeping with these white ladies, and they was doing all this. And that's how they got. That's what happened. It wasn't white people were slaves of these Africans or these North Africans. No. These white people the Muslims, the leaders of a lot of these military orders, which the military is nothing but a Masonic order. A lot of people don't know that. Like, even when you're looking at the Knights of Malta and some of the other white Masonic I should say, like, especially the Catholic Masonic fraternities, I should say, a lot of these people, white folks, came into power by sellout ass Africans. And that's how that came about. They wasn't slaves of black people. They were never slaves to black people. They were trained up, okay, by Africans, okay, or not Africans, just Africans, but the black people at that time who were in a lot of these countries, they were selling out to them, trying to teach them stuff. So yeah, that's how that came about, Justice. Not no, oh, well, white people got was our slaves and no.
Let me say. All right, so I hear you, Chief Rabbi, but the real deal, in my opinion, and really based on my studies and research, is that when in England, as these citizens who didn't have a color, because they didn't call people a color, in this particular place, they just called you a certain citizen of the land, so you weren't looked at as a color necessarily. But when they rounded up people to clean up the country, a lot of them people had came in from other Western countries and Western European countries like Turkey and places around that way, Arabia type areas and whatnot, and coming over on into Scotland from Scotland and in Norway, Denmark and Finland and all that, and continuing to migrate towards the United Kingdom, and finally once arriving there, it was just becoming overcrowded and a lot of bad things. So they would round these people up and put them on ships and give them a promise of living somewhere else after serving the servitude of 4 to 7 years, that they would have acres of land that they would have for themselves, and then they can have their own servants to work for them as they start to prosper in a new land with their new prosperity and the new dream coming from the old land and the old country. And so it was just a system of servitude. So they would make this become a thing in the mid 1500s and over in England, and they started doing.
So we got about 2 minutes.
The initial people who came first though were the black people of England and people who were coming from other parts of Europe too into England that were black people, but it was still becoming a very overpopulated and crime and different things started happening. So they would put them on ships first. So the first people came over here from anywhere from 1550 to 1650. So like a period of 100 years, about 300,000 people came, black people from England to America and the colonies of America. So that was 300,000 black people came here first from England.
Well, yeah,
and then white people started coming here. And that's it. To be continued.
And Joe, I looked up some. You can check it out. On Liverpool Museums.org.uk. And then they have a little spot. They got transatlantic slave trade, Western Africa, Europe. And I clicked on that Europe, and it's going to talk about blacks in Europe and justice. It ain't nothing what you're talking about. He's going to talk about thousands of Africans who was transported in the 1400s to enslaved Africans who were transported to Spain, Portugal, and Italy to work as servants in the field. You got a whole thing. I'm going to say this one. We're going to come back on it. They even talk about blackamoors during Queen Elizabeth days in 1500s. But so I'm going to say this article. We can go back into this one. But just what you're saying, what you just finished saying, though, you talking about indigenous servants, not chattel slavery, because, like you said, they was agreed to come over here and work for 7 years or whatever, and then that's chattel slavery. That is nothing like, I mean, that's indigenous servitude. That's nothing like chattel slavery. That's a total difference.
I understand,
what happened.
But
so even bringing that up, man, it's really even damn near irrelevant to even bring that up when you talk about the transatlantic slave trade. That's really irrelevant to what we even what to me.
Yeah, that's a completely different realm there. Completely different atmosphere, completely different country.
What I'm trying to prove
universe.
Is that we didn't have no Africans
totally
come
different.
From Africa to America. All of that stuff was England done by England to come over here and set up this system. All that other stuff happened in Africa and in South America. From England and Belgium
Africa.
And all those places.
Like, I ain't got time to read it now. But check this out. I'm going to just read just this short part. Because I keep asking, what did the hell them black-ass Africa, where them black-ass people come from? Because number one, here's just something right fast. This is from the Liverpool Museum thing. It says, few Africans had visited and lived in Europe. A few Africans visited and lived in Europe, including Britain, since Roman times. From the 1450s, the Portugal transported thousands of enslaved Africans to Spain, Portugal, and Italy to work as servants in the field. Then
that's
it
right.
had, for instance, had a significant African population in the 1600s. But they were Africans, brother. They don't say nothing about
they
were damn
they
Europeans.
They called them Africans. They weren't Africans. They were citizens of England. Just because they were black don't make
Why
them Africans.
Why would they call them Africans if they were citizens
because
of England?
Because that's the brainwash. That's the brainwash.
Oh,
you never proved nobody
man.
Came from Africa. Those
hey,
people
you know
were there. You can't say they came from Africa. You don't know that.
Well, you know what? Because the thing said, I don't know understand then, because the thing said they was transported. I don't think we're going to ever get nowhere. Like I said, we got to be high as a motherfucker to get what Justin Frederick and how he breaks out his understand his teaching. You know what? That's why I think a lot of brothers be. Dave, you know, I got to say this again, Dave. That's why a lot of brothers be talking about you got to be high in the mud to read the smoke weed and all that shit to read the Torah to get their own understanding out of it. That's why.
Probably
the
because
same
there's
thing
so, many different, so many different variations. It's Mesoamerica. I mean, there are people saying, we're not black. We're Mesoamericans. We're black
African.
Americans. We're Negro.
Yo,
you guys got to get your story straight.
That's why you can't get reparations.
Just like us over here in America. Ain't none of us from Africa. The same thing. We just say African American. We not from Africa.
Hey.
Wow.
Hey, Justice. Hey, Justice.
From England.
Yeah.
We're from England. And from here. We from here and from England. We from original from here and from England. Okay.
Hey, Justice.
Yeah, sir.
Justice. And that's why you hear me talking about schools of thought, not just schools of thought, but certain schools, certain spiritual backgrounds that have been around. Because I let people know up front, and for real, Justice, I know that's what the fuck you're going through right now. That's why every show that I know you gonna be on, I break it down. I said, look, bro, I'd have been a Muslim. I'd have been a Hebrew. I'm still a Hebrew. That's my race. But I done studied Mason.
But some like, Shot of James Brown next to this Native American, and they look very identical. You can see
You know what else I didn't send you? I looked at something else too. There's a I hate to use this term, but I'm gonna call it a Mexican. There was a Mexican picture I seen, and they had, you know how they spit your face inside like they did Barack Obama. They spit the face inside side by side. Yeah. They had the Olmec head too. Now this is the same Olmec head with the James Brown and the Olmec head, and they had a Mexican, and they put the pictures right, but like the pictures side by side, and you know what? Identical. They showed the Mexican, and they showed the Mexican just different. They didn't put them like this half, half, and half. They showed them side by side, and I be damned. This Mexican had big-ass lips. He had a big, wide-ass nose, too. And there were several pictures like that. And they looked just like them damn Olmec heads. The ones we say look like Nubians, they show Mexicans look the same way. Big-ass lips. We talking about all big black people just got the only one got the big-ass lips and the big, wide-ass nose.
I'm not saying, because that's what people,
when we say, see, they got to be black because he got the wide nose. See, we black people got the wide nose and the big lips. Yeah, they show some Mexicans with the same thing.
Right. Like even Chinese. And Mexico, America.
That's why I'm saying again, every time we see a picture or a drawing or something, that somebody had the picture, the artist had the picture in black or what they call it, brown skin. First thing was, see, that's the proof right there. They were black. That's the proof right there. They were black.
How did those people define themselves at a time?
Because they didn't define themselves in historical time as black, white, turquoise, yellow, and green. They defined themselves as a tribal, or whatever my tribe was. And we can't say nationality, but they basically tribe or whatnot, my clan.
Chaka Khan and Tina Turner and a whole bunch of artists are Native American and got that in them and, you know, look like it. I mean, so many people.
That don't mean that they were. Why is it even talking about the Seminoles? People say, well, I'm mixed with Seminoles. But even it talked about when he read the history. I got a book right now I just bought. And it was talking about how the Seminoles, you know, they said, now they're making it say the Africans mixed with the Seminoles. But I thought people said the blacks, I thought black people said they were the Seminoles. So why it always make a distinction that the blacks mixed with the Seminoles?
Because
or the Africans, they
the
mixed
Native
with them, they allowed them to come in.
Black,
I thought they all were the goddamn same.
The story been told wrong because the history has been whitewashed by the people who've been running the educational system.
So, who are the indigenous Americans? According to you, nobody came from Africa. Nobody was transported from Africa to England. But everybody from England, Germany, France, and America somehow ended up in Africa for Africa to be the Africans. Right?
No. I didn't say that at all.
I know you didn't say it, but that's what you mean. You have to think about it. If nobody came.
If nobody came from Africa. Joe, I'm going to put it to you like this. If nobody came from Africa,
then where did all the Africans come from?
The people who came from Kemet and started setting up, they left Kemet alone because it kept getting invaded. It's like, look, we're going to bounce. We're going to go make a beautiful place somewhere else for ourselves. And they chose Europe. And they chose all of the parts of Europe. Everywhere in Europe, they built beautiful kingdoms and castles and palaces and places and everything everywhere all over Europe. And
so where's Kemet located?
In Egypt, what they call Egypt now. So prior to that, that's where the royal black people lived all throughout Kemet and Egypt and all that for thousands of years. Thousands and thousands of years people were living there and all around, all throughout Africa, living all down in Kush, all in Ethiopia, all everywhere, all the, you know, the thriving places, the most fertile soil and all these type of things. So after so much persecution, so many violations and invasions,
decided to go somewhere else and set up a place for ourselves, and y'all can have this shit because you keep fucking it up and tearing it up and disrespecting it. So we said you can have it, and we gave it to you, and we built some other shit, and then later on they come and found us there and want to take that over, and we held it down quite a while until a certain trick was played on the whole world in the 1700s, and the whites took over the whole everything somehow with that race that they created in 1690 by creating a white nationality for themselves. But before that, they didn't have any nationality. So by creating one, that's how they were able to take power, by making a white race of white supremacy and this type thing.
I tell you what,
but according to you, though, all the nations were are black. All the nations are black. So where did the whites come from?
Uh-oh.
Came out of the Caucasus Mountains. Came out of Turkey. We've been in Turkey for a long time. After coming out the mountains, we've been in Turkey and were slaves to the Arabs for a thousand years or more. Slave to the Arabs. We were just slaves.
I'd like to know how in the hell if those slave ships come out of Africa, how in the hell all these comedic guys get over here? How do all these comedic people get over here? Because everybody talking about we from Egypt, we from Kemet, we Kemet. Where the hell they? How the hell they get over here? Because didn't no slave ships come out of Africa? I don't know nothing about no comedic
they
people.
They came
being
over
West
here
Africa
via
anyway.
Via the trend, just like we here now. Like me, I got on my Haru little emblem now right here. Little, you know, McCain.
You finna say via the transatlantic slave trade, and you stop.
That's right.
No, I don't know if I was going to say that. I was going to say we can't.
You said via the
indentured servitude route. So coming from Scotland and England and being over there for 1,000 years, and then before that we were in Canada.
So when
like
did
I y'all?
When did the comedic people get into West Africa? Because that's where they say that the slave trade happened at. But you said that didn't happen. But that's where all the comedic cats say they came out of West Africa, because a lot of them say they did their DNA and all of this stuff. So when did they get to West Africa?
People had been in West. Things started in a certain sense in Ethiopia, in a certain sense, like, you know, the first pyramids and stuff like that. So I'm just saying, like, people been around for a very long time. So after coming up out of all of that and migrating off of there and going in both directions, then we ended up all over the planet. You see what I'm saying?
Black folks are black folks.
We migrated up out of Africa all over the planet. And this happened
Black people been busy moving all around. White folks been busy, as you say, just being